Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Dalet, and we are about 8 lines from the bottom of daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis, continuing along in Sugyas of Yayin Nesach. So today's daf is actually a very geshmaka daf, and it's really made up of 3 ibayas, so 3 shailas that were asked and discussed amongst the Amiram, all related to the halacha of Yayin Nesach. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rab Nachman v'ula v'ambim bar papi v'Yosef Rab Chiya bar Ami Gabayu. So there were 4 Amiram that were sitting together. Rab Nachman ula avimi bar papi and Rab Chiya bar Ami v'Yosef v'kami boyu. And they declared the following shayla. Sochru lishbar b'Yayin Nesach ma'u. The Mishnah said, Asaychra sapoyol, if somebody hires a worker, lasi simba b'Yayin Nesach, to do work with Yayin Nesach, schara yasser. So he's not allowed to benefit from the money that he gets paid for doing the work that he did. It's somehow related to the Isser Hanah of Yayin Nesach. The shayla was, what if the job he was hired to do with the Yayin Nesach was to get rid of it? He was hired to take bottles of Yayin Nesach and destroy them. Maybe it went bad, but for whatever reason, the owner wants to destroy the Yayin Nesach. And this Yid now took a job, he's getting paid to destroy it. Is it okay or is it not okay? Could he benefit from the money or could he not benefit from the money? What's the shayla? Mi amrina, do we say, given the rights of b'kiyumay asar, being that he wants the wine to exist, it's for that reason going to create issues, or call them u'te tifla shaper dami, being that at the end of the day he's being hired to destroy the Yayin Nesach, it's actually going to be okay. What's the shayla? So the background is really a Gemara that we learned together, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the extent to which the Chachamim and maybe even the Torah went to distance us from Avodah Zarah. A Yid has an obligation to get rid of Avodah Zarah. A Yid certainly can't do something to be Mekayim Avodah Zarah. A Yid can't even want Avodah Zarah to have a Kiyum. If someone's Reitza in his mind, we're going to see soon, it creates real halachic ramifications. So if a Yid is walking around and he's saying, you know, I really hope that Avodah Zarah sticks around for a little while, that's already a problem. Slap on the wrist. What he just did was that he didn't even do anything. He just thought. He had a hearer. He had a machshava zara. He's right. It doesn't matter. That's enough to create issues. So the Gemara, or the Amiram that was sitting around, they had a good chap. This Yid that's being hired to destroy Avodah Zarah sounds like a wonderful thing. Yes or no? Because being that he's getting paid to get rid of the Yayin Nesach, he wants the Yayin Nesach to stick around for a while. Because what would happen if the Yayin Nesach would somehow go bad on its own? Now he's no longer going to be needed to destroy the Yayin Nesach. He's not going to get paid. So he's right to be kiyumai. That's if you look at it on a micro level. Now, if you look at it from a macro level, he's getting paid to get rid of it, which is a good thing. But then again, being that he's getting paid to get rid of it, he needs it to be around in order for him to be able to get rid of it. So do we deem him a Reitza B'Kiyumai and as a result, Tzcharei Aser? Because as we're going to see soon, if somebody is Reitza B'Kiyumai, that in and of itself creates real issues in terms of Yisurei Hana, or maybe no, being at the end of the day, his kavan is Mutei Tiflet, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, there were 4 Amiram sitting around, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the one, he was the Reish HaMadabrim, he paskin, he said, Yishbar, you should break it, the Tavayol of Bracha. So the Gemara, Leima Misayele, Luchuri can bring a Raya, and not a Raya from Luchas Avodah Zarah, but this is another example of Mimerchak Tavi Lachmas. And yesterday's daf, we were learning Shvias, and we brought a Raya from Esnan, so now we start the daf learning about Avodah Zarah, and we're going to bring a raya from Kilayim. The halacha is, Ein oichim ima oivik echavim b'kilayim. A Yid is not allowed to plant Kilayim. Not just that, he's not allowed to do anything that's going to enhance the growth of the Kilayim. And the halacha is that even if the field that the Yid is working belongs to a guy, he's still Ein oichim. You're not allowed to hoe. You're not allowed to do things around the field that are going to cause the Kilayim to grow a little bit better. However, you are allowed to do work in a guy's field with Kilayim if you're getting paid to uproot the Kilayim. And the reason is because you get rid of it. Getting rid of it is a good thing. So even though you're working in a field of Kilayim, but being that your Kavana, the end game is to eliminate it. So that's actually okay. So the Gemara Savrua, Hamani Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara thinks there's no reason to assume that this Braisa can't go according to Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who holds I'm a kind of Kalayim Loiker. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that not only is it Osir to be Zerea Kalayim, it's even Osir to be Mekayim Kalayim. You can't even do something to enhance Kalayim. And if you do, you're over an Isidai Raisa, you get Malkus. We had Cheetahs Rabbi Akiva, if it sounds familiar, and the end of Masach is Malkus. Tanya Lundin Abraisa, Hamanachish. If somebody weeds a field of Kalayim, Amachapur, if somebody covers the seeds of Kalayim with dirt, Loike gets Malkus. Rabbi Akiva says, Afa Mekayim. Even if you're only Mekayim it, you build a fence around it to make sure that nobody's going to be able to get near it and trespass. Even that constitutes in Isser Kalayim. My time at Rabbi Akiva. Why Rabbi Akiva Darsh? Meaning, how does he know that? Sodchalei Sizra Kalayim. Because if you look in the Pasuk says as follows. Eschukoisai Tishmoiru, Behem Techalei Sabia Kalayim, Sodchalei Sizra Kalayim, Uveged Kalayim, Shatnes Layal Olech. So the Torah is describing the three forms of Kalayim. You have Kalayim, you're not allowed to breed two different types of animals. Sodchalei Sizra Kalayim, that's this topic. And then, of course, you have Kalayim of a Beged, what we know as Shatnes. Now, it says Sodchalei Sizra, which would seem to suggest that the only thing you're not allowed to do is bizereya. But Rabbi Akiva Darshan, he took the word kalayim from behem techolei sarbia kalayim and he pushed it forward. Move the commas a little bit. Next to sodcha loy sizra kalayim. So essentially what you have is kalayim sodcha loy. There can't be kalayim in your sada, even if it's not sizra, but kalayim sodcha loy. That's Rabbi Akiva's makar, that a makayim kalayim is loika. What's the bottom line? If this brice of ein oijim imo evde kachav mikalayim, aval oikrim imo, that you're allowed to work with the guy to be oiker kalayim is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva holds that a makayim kalayim is loika. So if a makayim kalayim is loika, luchuri, you're not allowed to be roitza b'kiyume shal kalayim. So just like there's a halach of roitza b'kiyume shal avi dezara, there's also a halach according to Rabbi Akiva of being Mekayim Kalayim, or of being a Reitze B'Kiyum Eshal Kalayim. And still, you're allowed to be Oiker. Why are you allowed to be Oiker? Why am I allowed to take a job to work for a guy to get rid of his Kalayim? Doesn't that make me a Reitze B'Kiyum? I need the Kalayim to be around. Because if the Kalayim's not going to be around, then I'm not going to get paid. Elamai, what do you have to say? Lumute Tiflashari. So you see, being that I'm, at the end of the day, we don't look at it on a micro level, we look at it on a macro. We look at the big picture. I hear, if you want to look at it from a very specific perspective, you could say, yeah, I'm a right to the kiyumai. But look at the big picture. I'm doing a lemutei tifla. So from Rabbi Akiva's halach of kalayim, shouldn't you know this? Where it says, no, hamani rabbonani. That would all be true if you knew that this braisa that says, oikrin imoi, kidei lemutei tifla, was going according to the rabbonan. Rabbi Akiva. But who said it's going according to Rabbi Akiva? Maybe it's going according to the Rabbanon. And if it's going according to Rabbanon, there is no Allah of Mekayim Kalayim. Memelo, there's certainly no Allah of Reitze B'Kiyumei Shal Kalayim. So you have no riot that where it's Lamutei Tifler, you're allowed to be Reitze B'Kalayim. But the Gemara says, I Rabbanon, just a technical question. My ear, you're Oikrin. I feel like Kiyumei Shaper Dami. It sounds like the only thing you're allowed to do is be Oikr. According to the Rabbanon, you can even do more than that. You can even be Mekayim. You're always allowed to be Mekayim Kalayim. Even in a Yitzfield, you're allowed to be Mekayim Kalayim. It sounds like the only thing you could do is be Oikr. It's not true. You could even be Mekayim. Elamai, it sounds like it is going according to Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara says, Nahach of Mayaskinon, Kigoin de Ka'ovid Bechinam. Really, you could be Mekayim Kalayim. Because the price is not going according to Rabbi Akiva, the price is going according to the Rabban. If that's the case, why did it say Oikrin? To tell me a Bazunder Chiddush. Nusa Agavurchi Kamashmulan. What's this Chiddush? That you're allowed to be Oikr Kalayim and you could even do it for free. For Rabbi Yehudi. And the Chiddush is according to Rabbi Yehudi, Dama Litin Lamat Neskin Amasar, that we learn from Lois Sechanim. Remember, we had three Joshes that we learned from Lois Sechanim. So one of the three Joshes that we learned from Lois Sechanim earlier in the Masechta was that you're not allowed to give a guy a Mat Naskinam. So technically, it should be Usr to be Oikr Bechinam. Stating that, being that you're being oiker, you're doing it lama'utei tifla, so you're right. If the Braisa was telling me the biggest chiddush in Hilchas Kalayim, the Braisa would have said you could even be Mekayim the guys filled with Kalayim, because we're not going according to Rabbi Akiva that a Mekayim the Kalayim is loiker. But we're not coming to teach me the biggest chiddush in Hilchas Kalayim. Coming to teach me the biggest chiddush in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. And in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the biggest chiddush is that you're allowed to work for a guy for free in his field if what you're doing is being Mamai tifla. Why is that a chiddush? Because ordinarily, we learn from Leis Achanim that you're not allowed to have good Matnas Chinim. Over here, there's not going to be a problem with Matnas Chinim. But the Gemara says, Gishmak. Midir Rabbi Yehuda Nishmal Rabbi Akiva. Even if the price is going according to Rabban, not according to Rabbi Akiva, the Makan Kalayim is like. And why the Mishnah say Oikrim? It should have said Kalayim. The reason it said Oikrim is because the Chiddush is, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no problem with Leisachonim. But at the end of the day, I still think we ended up in the same place as the Gemara. I think we were Poshet our Shiloh. Because Lav, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, also lead in the Matnaschinim. Rabbi Yehuda, she is in the Alad of a Goy Matnaschinim. Avalamute Tifla Shapardami. But if it comes in Mute Tifla, you're allowed to. So then it makes sense, Rabbi Akiva Nami. Afagaftom Rabbi Akiva, Makayim, Bekalayim, Loiko. But Lamute Tifla, Shapardami. And it therefore would reason to say as well that even though Reitzah B'Kiyumah Shel Avodah Zarah is going to be Aser, but Lima'utei Tifla is going to be Shari. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says whether the Braisa in Kalayim is going according to Rabbi Akiva, and you see that Hagam Mekayim B'Kalayim is like a still Lima'utei Tifla Shari, or whether the Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds you're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam to a guy, but Lima'utei Tifla Shari. You see this concept of Lima'utei Tifla Shari. It overrides Mekayim B'Kalayim, it overrides Loisachanim, you're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam. The Churit should also override a Reitzah B'Kiyumah, and says the Gemara, Vesu Loi Midi. There's nothing more to say on this topic. That ends this conversation. So the first shaila that the Amiram were discussing was Sachrei Lishbar B'Yayin Esech. Now, is he allowed to have Ana? Is it okay? Do you say he's a Reitzah B'Kiyumah Imimela? You can't do it, and he can't benefit from it. We're creating real issues. Oydomano, being that it's Lamutei Tifla, it's going to be okay. And the Gemara seemed to resolve it. Vesu Loi Midi. There's literally nothing else to discuss. That's why we're going to go weiter. And that is that it's okay. So they were sitting and they continued clearing shailas regarding Avodah Zarah. And the shaila they cleared was as follows. So we saw right in the beginning of the parak that the halach is, if somebody sells Avodah Zarah, being that Avodah Zarah itself is asar, the Isser Hana of the Avodah Zarah transfers to the money that you got in lieu, in exchange for the Avodah Zarah that you sold. That's in contrast to Arlo and Kili HaKerem, for example, where if you sell Arlo and Kili HaKerem, you can take the money and be Mekadosh and Isha. But as it relates to Avodah Zarah itself, the Isser Hana of the Avodah Zarah transfers over to the money itself. The Shaila that the Amiram were clearing was, is that only if a Yid sells Avodah Zarah? What would be if a Goy sells Avodah Zarah? If a Goy sells Avodah Zarah, his money now that he got in exchange for the Avodah Zarah that he sold, is that also going to be Aser Banah? Or is that not be Aser Banah? Dmei Avodah Keichavim, Biyad Oved Keichavim Ma. Mi Teifeses Domeh, Biyad Oved Keichavim Ma. Amalu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Mestabro, Dmei Avodah Keichavim, Biyad Oved Keichavim Mutar. He says, I don't have a Braisa, I don't have a Mishnah, I don't have a Teisefta, but it's Mestabro, and I'm going to deduce it from the following story. There were people that came to Rabbi Baravuah, and he told them, "Zilu zvinu kol madi islachu v'su isgayru." So these people that came to Rabbi Baravuah were non-Jews, and they wanted to convert. So they come to Rabbi Baravuah, and they want to go through a geirus process. So Rabbi Baravuah tells them that before you consummate the geirus, I'm giving you an idea: sell your avodah zarah, because once you're a yid, it's going to create issues. So just get rid of your avodah. Obviously, you're denouncing your avodah zarah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be coming to be Magar. So do it now. Says the Rav Nachman, my time. Why did Rav Nachman feel that it was better to sell the avodah zarah when they were Goyen rather than do it after they were Magar? Who cares when they sell the avodah zarah? Zok the Gemara. Presumably, Mishum the Kasavah, the Me'avah, it's Kavi Yavi Kavi Mutar. Because if they're going to be Magar and sell the avodah zarah, now they're Yidin, a Yid that sells his avodah zarah, the money that he gets is Aser Bahanah. So he won't be able to benefit from the money. But a guy that sells his Avodah Zarah, he could benefit from the money. So Rav Nachman said, it's not a Braisa, but I think from this Maisa Shahoya Kachoya with Rabbi Baravuah, I think we can prove that if a guy sells his Avodah Zarah, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, I don't think it's a right. Vidul Mashani Hasan, maybe he had a whole different kivun. The kivun de daiti ligiyure vadei batla. He was coming from a whole different patent. He felt that by them selling their Avodah Zarah, the selling of the Avodah Zarah is going to constitute bittul. So they're being mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Being that they're being mevatel the Avodah Zarah, then memeila, there weren't going to be issues anymore. A goy can be mevatel as Avodah Zarah. A yid cannot be mevatel as Avodah Zarah. So therefore he felt, do it as a goy. Because when a goy sells as Avodah Zarah, maybe given certain parameters, it can constitute bittul, and he felt that there would be a bittul if they did it when there was a guy. It's the same bittul when he's a yid. True, but a yid can't be mevatel avodah zarah. That's these halachas. So a yid cannot be mevatel avodah zarah. A guy could be mevatel avodah zarah. That's where he was coming from. But if a guy would sell his avodah zarah and he wasn't being mevatel as avodah zarah, he wasn't doing it because his das is to be megayer, or he's doing it because he's just trying to raise some money, and as a result, he's selling his avodah zarah. Over there, could be the money would be aser b'hanah, just like if a yid sells his avodah zarah, the money would be aser b'hanah as well. So either way, we have a shaila over here. The shaila is a yid that sells his avodah zarah. The iser hanah of the avodah zarah is toifes es damel. The money now takes on that iser. What about a guy? So the Gemara says, "Alamei hach l'chura." Let's bring a raya from the following brisa. This too is a taisefti. There was a yid who had loaned money to a guy. And he went to the guy and he says, "You owe me money." So the guy, in order to pay his debt, sold his avodah zarah, took the money, and he gave it to the yid. Or, he sold his yayin nesach, and he gave it to a yid. So the halach is mutter, the yid's a lot of benefit. And even though it came through the sale of avodah zarah, it came through the sale of yayin nesach, it's not a problem. But what if the guy tells the yid, "I have the money for you, wait, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sell my avodah zarah, and then I'm going to bring it to you." Or, "Yayin nesach vavilcha," wait, I'm going to sell my yayin nesach, and then I'm going to give it to you. Then the halach is, it's going to be aser. What's the difference between the resh and the seifa? Again, what happened? You'd loan the guy money, he comes to get paid. In one case, in the resha, the guy doesn't discuss exactly where he's getting the money from with the yid. He just, on his own, goes, he sells his avodah zarah, he sells his yayin nesach, raises a few shekels, and he gives it to the yid. That's mutter. There's no problems. In the sefer, the yid, the guy is talking a little too much. He tells the yid, "Listen, I have avodah zarah, I'm going to sell it. I have yayin nesach, I'm going to sell it. Now ready, it's awesome." Zok the gemara, maishna resha, maishna sefer, I'm rav sheisha, sefer, mishum the habadaki, right? The reason in the Sefer Tzasser is because once the guy tells the yid that I'm going to give you the money by selling my avodah zarah, by selling my yayin nesach, at that moment the yid now has a horse in this race. He suddenly has a vested interest in this avodah zarah, yayin nesach, sticking around. He's a roitz b'kiyuma, because what happens if the avodah zarah, something happens to it, or something happens to the yayin nesach, he has no way of getting paid. So he was a roitzeh b'kiyumai. If you're a roitzeh b'kiyumai of avodah zarah, or even of yayin nesach, you now can't benefit from the avodah zarah. You now can't benefit from the yayin nesach. As a result, in the seif, it's going to be a problem. In the resha, however, it's going to be okay. Now, why is it going to be okay in the resha? Because he was never a roitzeh b'kiyumai. The problem is, when the guy sold his avodah zarah, why didn't the money become usher? Why wasn't the money toifes es es damel? So the Gemara says, Elomiyat, this must be a raya. That it's dafka yid that sells his avodah zarah, that it creates issues. But when a guy sells his avodah zarah, it doesn't create issues. Again, because if when a guy sells his avodah zarah, the money becomes usher, then this whole price is dead on arrival. Then there's no way to make even the ratio work. What's the ratio? Yid loan money to a guy. A guy doesn't have money. He sells his avodah zarah. And he takes the money that he got for selling his avodah zarah. He gives it to a yid. That money is also b'hanah, just like the avodah zarah was also b'hanah. Elamai, it's only when a yid sells his avodah zarah it's a problem. When a guy sells his avodah zarah, it's not going to be a problem. So regardless, l'chura, we have a checkmate raya from the resha the brisa. We also have an interesting brisa, a resha and a seifa. In the resha, being that there was no reitzah b'kiyumai, everything was okay. In the seifa, being that he was a reitzah b'kiyumai, because the guy told the yid he's going to sell the avodah zarah, the yayin nesach, that's how he's going to pay him up, it's going to be us. But the Gemara says, "Reitzah b'kiyumai chai gavna miyaser," is that type of reitzah b'kiyumai an issue? Meaning, I understand there's something called Reitza B'Kiyumai, but this is considered a Reitza B'Kiyumai. Now, what's unique about this Reitza B'Kiyumai that there's even a Havamin in the Gemara that it shouldn't be considered Reitza B'Kiyumai? So, Rashi doesn't explain, but the Rishonim seem to say maybe because he didn't do a Maisa. Maybe Reitza B'Kiyumai has to involve some act of some sort. But over here, he just has this Machshava Zara that it'd be nice if this Avodah Zara hung around for a little longer until this deal closes so I can get paid. Is that to consider Reitza B'Kiyumai? Who said not? But Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah Mesechtes Demai, Revarfing, Gerv Ovikechavim, She Yarshu Aviem. A guy died. He left over two sons. One was a guy. The other one had converted. He was a Ger Tzedek. He was a Yid. So the Ger and the
Oyved Kechavim are both yarshining their father. So the halacha is Ger Yochel Loimar, the Ger is allowed to turn to his brother, the guy, and tell him, Tul at Avodas Kechavim, you take the Avodas Zara, Vani Mois, and I'll take the money. Tul at the Yayin Esech, you take the Yayin Esech, Vani Peros, and I'm going to take the Peros. The Yid doesn't want Avodas Zara, the Yid doesn't want the Yayin Esech, the guy has no issues with it. So he's allowed to make that type of chalukah. Even though he's somehow indirectly benefiting from the Avodah Zarah and the Yayin Esech, because his brother took the Avodah Zarah, he ends up getting equal value something else. Doesn't matter. It's okay. Imish Abolder Shus Hager. But if the Ger already got it, it was in his Rishus, he has the Avodah Zarah. Now he can't give it back. At this point, it's already going to be Aser. But what's the problem? The problem is, even in the Resha, where the Yid, the Ger, never took possession of the Avodah Zarah, the Yayin Esech, but he's a Reitzah B'Kiyumah, Tainus the Gemara, because he wants it to be around. Because if something happens to the Yayin Esech and the Avodah Zarah, now it's going to affect the entire estate. He's not going to get his Chelek either. So he's a Reitzah B'Kiyumah, and still it's Mutter. I thought you're not allowed to benefit when you're Reitzah B'Kiyumah. The Teretz must be, because he didn't do a Maisa. So Freit the Gemara, what's the difference between the Ger V'Avi Kechavim Sheyarshu Asaviyem and the Yisrael Shoyun Noisha B'Oy In that case, where the person's taking the Avodah Zarah and the Yayin could be, he's not a Reitzah B'Kiyumah. And the reason he's not a Reitzah B'Kiyumah is because with the value of the estate will be equal whether or not it is whole or whether or not something happens to it. Why are you assuming he's the Reitzah B'Kiyumah? You're assuming that if something happened to the Avodah Zarah, so now it's not going to have any value. So the Yid is going to lose. The Ger is going to lose. Thus, he's obviously right to the Kiyumai. No, we're talking about where it's something that even if it breaks, it's going to have value. His father died. He left over gold, silver. So even though they were Kalim, but when the Kalim break, you know, Shivrei Zav is still worth a lot of money. But the Gemara says, Tainach, how are you going to answer by Yayin Esach? L'chura, the Braisa said, to Mishnah, Yayin Esach as well. L'chur, if the Yayin Esach breaks, so now where's the value going to be? So the Gemara says, Becheres Hadaryoni. It could be we're talking about not real Yayin Esach, but Cheres Hadaryoni. That's the earthenware Kalim that the troops of Hadrian's army, remember, Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, they used to take with them that patent where they would take the Cheres and they would soak it in water, and the wine that came out was so much better than the kosher wine, right? So the Cheres Hadaryoni is the Yayin Esach, it has a din of Yayin Esach because it's engezapped with Yayin Esach. But at the same time, if the Cheres Hadaryoni breaks, it doesn't affect anything, the value is still there. But the Gemara says, you still write to Bekum, well, write to Bekum, Shloya Gnoivu, Vishloya Avdu. I hear. So you don't care if it breaks, but you care if it got lost, you'd care if it got stolen. Ella, you're right, says the Gemara. L'chur, it's a good kash. In the case of the Ger and the Kechav, that they're both yarshining together from their father, the guy. L'chura, the Ger is a Reitzah B'Kiyumah of the Avodah Zarah and the Yayin Esach. So how could the Mishnah say that the Ger can tell the guy, you take the Avodah Zarah, the Yayin Esach, I'll take something else. At that moment, I'm a Reitzah B'Kiyumah. Ella, my, what do you see from there? Reitzah B'Kiyumah, where there's no mice at all, is okay. The problem is, how does the Shnim with that Braisra? Where the guy tells the Yid, let me sell off my Yayin Esach, my Avodah Zarah, and then I'll pay your debt. It's a problem because Reitzah B'Kiyumah, L'chura, we have a stira. If someone's Reitzah B'Kiyumah without a Maisa, is it a problem? Is it not a problem? Elam Rapapa. Rapapa said, really, Reitzah B'Kiyumah without a Maisa is a problem. Aye, this Ger, Yerushas Ager, Kavi, asking me a kasha from a Ger that Yarshin Shani Yerushas Ager, Da'akilu Barabanon. The Rabbanon were very makel when it comes to Yerushas Ager. Gzei Rishem Meyachzer L'Kilkulai. And this is based on the idea that really, Midoy Raisa, a Ger shouldn't even Yarshin his father. Midday Raisa, a Gershon Yarshin his father. Why not? Gershon Eskayer, Kikot and Shanel Dom. He really has no, he has a father, doesn't have a brother. He is Ben Avram now at this point. He doesn't have a father. So he really has no Schusse Yerusha. Elamai, the Chachamim gave it to him because they were afraid that if his father's going to die, he's going to leave over Yerusha and he's going to find out that he's not getting this Yerusha because he's a guy. Shema Yachzel Kakula. It may cause him to reverse and go back to his very bad ways. Chachamim imposed certain halachas regarding a ger. He's not even supposed to hang out too much with his family. Shema Yachzel Kilkulai. The certain halachas of harchokas that he has to keep. So Shema Yachzel Kilkulai, we were worried of not giving him a Yerusha. But the bottom line is, it's only a din de Rabbanon. Anyways, this whole Yerusha in the first place, and there's certain kulas that the Rabbanon made when it came to Yerusha Zagar. So they said that even though ordinarily Reitzah B'Kiyumah without a Maisa is an issue, over here we're going to let it slip. Tanya Nami Hochi B'Medvarim Amrusha Yerusha Mufurisha Raya, that you see it's, that this really should be an issue, but it's a Bezundere Kulo because they're dealing with Yerusha Zagar, because the Braisa says this halach is only true by Yerusha, Aval Neshtatu, if they were business partners, and you took the same exact case of the Gerva Oivik Echavim, and you converted it from a case of Yerusha to a business setting, this would be major issues. Why? Because Yeroitza B'Kiyumai. So the second Shiloh was, a guy who sells Avodah Zarah, does the money become Asabana? Is it the Fesis Estamel? A Yid sells Avodah Zarah, does it become Asabana? What about a guy? So that was the Shiloh right here, where the Gemara seemed to bring a raya from the ratio of a Tosefta in the 8th parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that it's not going to be an issue, it's actually going to be Mutah. Then they declared a third Shiloh, a real Geshmaka Shiloh, a Shiloh that segues into an enormous amount of raid that we'll get to tomorrow. So another halacha revacha in Masechtas Avodah Zarah is a guy can be mevatel avodah zarah. His avodah zarah, his neighbor's avodah zarah. A yid cannot be mevatel avodah zarah. The question is, what about a ger toishav? So what's a ger toishav? We'll see in a moment. A ger toishav is a guy, but he's a choshev guy. He's a derhoiben guy. So the question is, this ger toishav, could he be mevatel avodah zarah, or could he not be mevatel avodah zarah? The polach mevatel, loy polach loy mevatel. Do we say that the reason a guy can be mevatel avodah zarah is because he worships avodah zarah? So a guy that worships avodah zarah can be mevatel avodah zarah. A ger toishav who doesn't worship avodah zarah can't be mevatel zarah. I don't call the bar minyan mevatel. Oh no, maybe a shegetz is a shegetz. And at the end of the day, a ger toishav is a guy. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's an avodah zarah. I bar minyan. At the end of the day, he's a guy. I'm a Rav Nachman. Mistabro to me. It makes sense. The polach mevatel, the loy polach loy mevatel. Someone that worships avodah zarah can be mevatel avodah zarah. Someone that doesn't worship avodah zarah cannot. Meisve Yisrael shematz avodah zarah b'shok. A yid that finds avodah zarah in the shok actually basal yadai until he picks it up. Emelavi kechavim. He can go to a guy umevatel and tell the guy to be mevatel. Mishabasal yadai. Once he picks up avodah zarah, ain't no emelavi kechavim mevatel. At that point, he can't be mevatel. That's this halacha that a yid can't be mevatel avodah zarah. The reason is because the chachamim said avodah kechavim mevatel avodah zarah shaloi v'shal chaver. A guy can be mevatel his own avodah zarah and his chavah's avodah zarah. Bein oivda, whether he serves the avodah zarah, ubein she'ein oivda, whether he does not serve the avodah zarah. Zok the gemar. Mai oivda, umai she'ein oivda. So the Braisa said, a goy could be mevatel avodah kechavim. Listen carefully. Sheloi v'shal chaveroi. Bein oivda, bein she'ein oivda. So whether it's his or his friends, whether he's oivda, ein oivda, either way, any one of those four permutations, a guy could still be mevatel avodah zarah. Zok tigemar, what's the definition? How do you define avodah v'sheinah? Ilei me'idividi avodah kechavim doesn't mean that whether it's his or whether it's somebody else's, hainu shalei v'shal chaver. That's what shalei v'shal chaver means. So obviously, that's not what bein oivda bein she'ein oivda means. Elolav, oivda means oivet keichav. Umay she'ein oivda ger toisha. Doesn't the definition of oivda and oivda mean referring to the mevatel? Whether the mevatel is oivda, he's an oivet avodah zarah, or whether he's an ein oivda, he's not an oivet avodah zarah, such as a ger toisha. And still you see that a guy who is not Oved Avodah Zarah has a koyach to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Meaning, the Gemara's tiny, isn't it a Mefurisha Braisa? The Braisa says, Oved Kechavim Mevatel Avodah Kechavim, Shaloi V'shal Chaver, whether it's his or not his, Bein Ovedah, whether he's an Oved Avodah Zarah, Bein She'ein Ovedah. So it's a Mefurisha Braisa, that even if he's an Ein Ovedah, he can Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Shema Mino Ger Toshav Nami Mevatel, the Gemara says, Loi Lomei Melucha Idiv Idiv Oved Kechavim. Really, I'll tell you, we're talking about a real guy. Guy that's Oved Avodah Zarah. Ooh, the Kamrit Hainu Shaloi V'shal Chaver, Roy. I'll tell you the way you understand the Braisa. Reisha Zev Zela Par, Zev Zela Mark. Seifa zela par v'zela markulis. Maybe ger toishav can't be mevatel avodah zarah. What the brisa means is something completely different. Let's say you have two goyim and they're both oived markulis. They each have their own markulis. So the halacha is a goy can be mevatel his markulis and his friend's markulis. The next part of bein oivda, bein she'ein oivda, is l'rabbis. Let's say you have a goy who worships par. and he has a friend that worships Markulis. So, being that he doesn't worship Markulis, it's his friend that worships Markulis. Maybe he doesn't have a koich to mevatel Markulis. That's the chiddush of being over the bench. But it's not talking about a ger toishav. Thus, there is no shma mina that a ger toishav is mevatel avodah zara. Freik the gemara meisve from a brisa that we're just going to go through quickly, and we'll pick up this brisa tomorrow. The brisa says, and this is an absolute classic, is that a ger toishav? What's the definition of a ger toishav? Kol shekibel olav bifnei gimel chaverim. Any person that was makabel in front of three talmidei chachamim shelo lavoid avodas kechavim. Divrei Rameir. So Rameir says the definition of a ger toishav is a guy who makes a kabbalah in front of a bezdin, in front of three chaverim, three talmidei chachamim, that he will not worship avodah zara. Now, really, a guy is not supposed to worship avodah zara anyways. It's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, but they do. And he made a kabbalah. He renewed his vows, so to speak, and he said, "I will not worship avodah zara." That is the definition of what a ger toishav is. Chachamim ayimrim, no. Kol shekibel olav sheva mitzvah, shekibel olav b'nei noach. It's not enough that you makabel shloi lavet avodah zara. That's only one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. You have to be makabel all sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Acherim ayimrim, acherim have a very interesting definition. Elu loybo lechal ger toishav. None of the above is a ger toishav. Elu eisehu ger toishav. Zeha ger oichel neveilois. That's a ger oichel neveilois. Shekibel olav lekayim kol mitzvahs amuris b'Torah. He took upon himself to be makabel all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Chutz is a nevelis, with the exception of nevelis. So he took upon himself 612 mitzvahs. The only mitzvah he says he's not going to keep is the is a nevela. Okay. So we know there's something called a ger. You ask a man on the street, what's a ger? A ger is someone that was born to non-Jewish parents or non-Jewish mother, and he took upon himself to become a yid. That's the definition of gerus. That's true. But that's only one type of ger. That's a ger tzedek. There's another type of ger. The other type of ger is what's called a ger toishav. What's a ger toishav? That's this price that we just learned. It's a big machlokes tanam. What the definition of a ger toishav is. A ger toishav is not a ger tzedek, because a ger tzedek is a full-fledged yid. A ger tzedek counts for a minyan. A ger tzedek is 100% a yid. You have to be even more sensitive to the ger tzedek than you have to be to an FFB. That's the way it is. The question is, what about a ger toishav? So according to Rameyer, that's a guy who took upon himself in front of a bezdin, shaloi lavid avodas kechavim. The chachamim say it's someone that renewed his vows with all sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Acherim oimrim. Acherim is usually Rameir, right? You have Rameir and Acherim. Acherim oimrim, that it's someone who took upon himself kol ha-Torah kula with the exception of nevelas. Why would nevela be different? And also, what's ger toishav? Should we think of it as a conversion? Ger tzedek is a conversion. It's a chalois gerus. Is there a chalois gerus for stutzachab when somebody becomes a ger toishav? So that's Yadua, the Priskerov and Sefer and it's Mechtovim. That's where we're going to get to tomorrow. But for now, with our vague understanding of what exactly a ger toishav is, says the Bryce, let me tell you a kitzur shulchan aruch that relates to a ger toishav. Number one, miyachad in etzlo yayin. You're allowed to be miyachad wine with him. Now, ordinarily, with a guy, you're not allowed to be miyachid wine, because you have to be concerned that maybe the guy is going to touch the wine, be meshachsheich the wine, be menasech the wine with avodah zarah. With a ger toishav, you don't have to worry about that. Why not? Because he's not an oved avodah zarah. But you can't be mafkid wine by him. The reason you can't be mafkid wine by him is mafkid means it's going to be by him for a long time. Being that it's going to be by him for a long time, we're concerned that maybe his wine's going to go bad, and he's going to swap his wine with your wine. Being that at the end of the day, he's still an Eina Yehudi, his wine will be Stam Yenam. And if his wine is Stam Yenam, his wine is going to be Aser to the Yit. Therefore, you can be Miyach, you can leave it by him for a short time, because there's no Chshash that he may swap it. The whole Chshash would be Maga, which is related to Nisuch. He's not an Oved of Avodah Zarah, so you have nothing to worry about. But to be mafkid by him, that's already a problem. By the way, says the Braisa, a mafkidin is afilu be'ir sheru b'Yisrael. Even if it's an ir sheru b'Yisrael, so you can't be mafkid. And miyachdin etzlo yayin afilu be'ir sheru b'Oved kechavim. Another halacha, sham le'kiyenoi. His shemen is treated like yayin. For example, sham le'kiyenoi, sol g'daitach. Even a real any Yehudi shemen is not treated like yayin. Right? Yayin is a lot more chomer than shemen. We should be very comfortable with that by now. Shemen, bezin shel rebbe hitiru. Yayin is like the most chomer thing of all time. Elomai says, the Gemara, what it means is just the shemen, miko havi yayin esach, elu yayin kishayin. It's just the opposite. His yayin is like shemen. Meaning, ordinarily, yayin is in fact much more chomer than shemen. But when it comes to a ger toishav, his yayin isn't as chomer. Meaning, it's not also about no. So the ger toishav's yayin is not in the Mishnah Chof Tesh Amid Beis. It's in the Mishnah of Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Lushar Koldover, as it relates to everything else, Every other area in halacha, harei koyve kechal. Shimon says, "Yeino yayin nesach." Va'amri lo, some say mutter b'shti. Okay, Ketani Mia. What we need for today is one line in this brayso. Ushal kol dvarav harei koyve kechal. As it relates to everything else, he's like a guy. My hilchasa, it's coming the rabbi something. La'av demavatla v'idus kechalim keoyved kechalim. Doesn't mean he's treated like a guy. L'shar kol mili that he could even be mevatel avodah zara. So what was the third shaila that time around we're discussing? Ger toisha ma'ushay mevatel avodah kechavim. On the one hand, he's a guy. On the hand, he's not an avodah zara. Could he be mevatel l'chura? This price is a raya. When it says hareu koivet kechavim l'chol davar or l'shar kol dvarav, it's coming to be marba something. Isn't it coming to be marba this? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok loy. It's not coming to be marba that. What is it coming to be marba? That already we'll see tomorrow. But before we conclude, exhale, just a little bit of rain. So, the Gemara had mentioned the halacha of the ger v'oived keichavim sheyarshu aviyim. And the Gemara came out that even though from there, at first glance, the Mishnah seems to be violating the principle of reitze b'kiyumei shel oived keichavim, says the Gemara, don't apply that to the sugyas and masechtas avodah zara, because shani yerushas hager da kilu bar rabbanon. Yerushas hager is different because the rabbanon were very makel by yerushas hager gzeira shema yachzer lekokula. So it's mavur in this gemara that this that a ger yarshins his father is really only mid rabbanon. The reason it's mid rabbanon is because gershin is gayer kikatan shenayla dami, and the churit seems very obvious. If gershin is gayer kikatan shenayla dami, that means there's no yachas between father and son. If there's no yachas, the churit at first glance he should have no schos chayshem mishpat in order for him to be yarshin. Stating that, it's just important to be mindful of a toisves and a sechtes yivamis daf samach bezam and alf. The context over there is a real festus sugya where the gemara discusses a in a Yehudi, an Oivet Kechavim that has a family. And now he was Megayer. He's a Yid. He has to keep Taryag Mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is Puruvu. He had children, but he had children before he was Megayer. Does he have to have children again? Or does he not have to have children again? It's Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Hoyu Leibonim B'yoyse Oivet Kechavim, Vinis Gayer. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kayim Piri Verivya. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish says, Loi Kayim Piri Verivya. He's not. So zok de gemar, Rabbi Yechon, I'm a kain peri verivya, because he had children. Reish loka shama loy kain peri verivya. Gershen is gayer, kikot and shenayla dami. Zok toisviz. Afal gafdil inyin kamid varim. I'm reading gershen is gayer, kikot and shenayla dami. Don't walk away from this sugi and think that it's Reish Lakish that holds gershen is gayer, kikot and shenayla dami. As if to say that Rabbi Yechon, who holds that the guy doesn't have to have children again, it's because he doesn't hold of gershen is gayer, kikot and shenayla dami. Avada he does. But toisviz says, you don't always say gershen is gayer, kikot and shenayla dami. You do. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan's going to agree with that. Rabbi Yochanan's not arguing with the yisoid of Gershen Eskayer, Kekot and Shenayla Dami. All Rabbi Yochanan's saying is that as it relates to the mitzvah Puruvu, he has a svara why you shouldn't say Gershen Eskayer, Kekot and Shenayla Dami. So again, it's not so poshut that you always say Gershen Eskayer, Kekot and Shenayla Dami. But what is poshut is that a ger doesn't yarshin his father midei raisa, and although here on our daf, it's not mefurish, but if you look it up in Kedushin Yudzayin Amid Beis, that's another place where this Gemara is brought. Rashi over there says clearly that the reason the ger does not yarshin his father midday raisa is because gershin is gari kachon. Stating that shema yachzer l'kakulay, the Chachamim said that midder abonon he is going to have a koyach to yarshin his father. So thought it was kedai to speak out two very interesting tshuvas as it relates to this relationship between a ger tzedek and his father. One from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Yerudei Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Lamed, and the other one from Rabbi Vadi Yosef in Yichad Vedas Chelik Vav Simen Samach. The Shiloh that was asked to Rav Moshe was asked by a Rav in Syracuse, and the Shiloh was as follows: that he has a congregant, she's a Giyoris, and because she was Megayer, she lost her relationship with her mother. She got a memo that her mother's really not well. She's lying on her deathbed, and she wants to go together with her children to be mevakeh chayla her mother. And the emes is that, you know, there's certain halachas and harchakas that a ger is supposed to have with his family. And the shayla that she asked her Rav was, is it okay for her to go visit her mother? The Rav wasn't sure, and the Rav sent the shayla to the Paisa Gadar to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, the shayla wrote that he was thinking as follows, that even though maybe at first glance you can say that there's an issue, but I was thinking that just like the Gemara says in Kedushin Yud Zayin, and really it's also Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Dalet, that even though Midday writes a ger is not supposed to yarshin his father or mother, but Shema Yachsel Kukuli, the Chachamim said the Midrash Rabbanon, the ger could yarshin. So I said the Shoyel, I was thinking that if you're not going to let this woman go and visit her mother while she's lying on her deathbed, I'm afraid that she's going to be very, very disturbed by that, and it may cause her to work, go backwards in her aliyah, in her avoida. So perhaps the Shoyel argued to Rav Moshe, we can shtautzu this Gemara right here of Shema Yachzal Kukuloi, that just like the Chachamim gave the Ger Yerusha, maybe we should permit this woman to go and to be Mevaka Chayla, her mother. So Rav Moshe said like this, as it relates to the Tzushtel of Shema Yachzal Kukuloi, I don't know if we have a right to say that. Shema Yachzal Kukuloi, the Gemara said regarding Dine Maminis, and it could be when it comes to Dover Sheva Mamoin over there, we're very, very concerned. Being that this is not a Dover Sheva Mamoin, although it's a very emotional and it's something that's loaded with irrigation, but Shema Yachzal Kukuloi, the Chachamim said regarding Dvarim Shal Mamoin, I don't know if you can shtel that so. But Rav Moshe, in a beautiful tshuva, and every word in this tshuva is kedai to see inside, but just a few highlights that will speak out. Rav Moshe said it's mutter anyways, based on a Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perikei Aloch Yud Aleph. Listen to Lomdus. The Rambam says as follows: Hager also lekalal oviv. A ger is not allowed to be mekalal his father, even though his father's a guy. Ula hakoisa, he can't hit him. Ula vizeu, he can't be mevazin. And the reason is kedesh lo yoyim rubo mikdusha chamura. When he was a guy, he respected his father. Now that he's a yid, because of Gershon Eskai, now he's not going to respect his father. There's a fester up Kveg here we don't have time to get into. But says the Rambam, Halacha Psuka, a ger is not allowed to be Makala his father. He can't hit his father. He can't be Mavada's father. Then the Rambam says something very cryptic. Vinoyeg boy, miktsas kovet. Does he have to be mechabrim? He can't be mevazim. He can't spit in his face. Okay. Does he have to be mechabrim? Does he have to stand up when his father walks into the room? So the Rambam's not clear. The Rambam says, the noyeg boy mixes his kavod. Abazok Rav Moshe. One thing the Rambam said very, very clearly, that a guy who is megayer, he has parents now that are in a Yehudim, he's not allowed to be mekalel his father, he's not allowed to embarrass his father, and he's not allowed to hit his father. So Rav Moshe Tainid, you have a woman who's lying on her deathbed. She has a daughter. She wants to see her daughter. If the daughter's not going to go now and visit her mother at this very, very crucial point in her life, you know what's going to happen? A few things. Number one, the mother's going to be embarrassed. Pasha, she's going to be embarrassed. My old daughter doesn't want to come visit me. She wants to see her grandchildren. The grandchildren don't want to come visit her. It's very, very embarrassing. Not just that. When somebody's sick, the place that he or she is in emotionally and psychologically could have a tremendous effect on the person's health. Rav Moshe wrote this in 1962. It's Pashut, said Rav Moshe, it could affect the person's well-being, that mind-body relationship. So says Rav Moshe, if you're now going to put her in a place of distress where it's going to start bothering her, she's going to be obsessing over the fact that her daughter doesn't want to come visit her and her grandchildren aren't going to come see her before she dies, you know what it's going to cause? It's going to cause potentially her machla to get worse. If that's the case, it comes out that indirectly her daughter's hitting her. So says Rav Moshe, it's a mefurish Rambam. We don't have to shtel to a Gemara with a questionable tzushtel. Shema yachzal kukula. It's enough in a Rambam. A ger is not let it be makal, not let it be mavaza, he's not let it hit by this woman not going to visit her parents. All of the above are going to take place. Then Rav Moshe, he talks about the Rambam when he says, V'noyeg boy mixas kavod. So he says, what does it mean, mixas kavod? And what would be the makar that there should be a mixas kavod? L'chur, at first glance, you would argue that Gershon Eskaris could cut in Shanoel Adami. So if Gershon Eskaris could cut in Shanoel Adami, what's this issue over here of this inyan of being noyeg mitzvahs kavod? So Rav Moshe says, to me, it's very, very poshut. A yid has to have a karas hatoif. Right? That's pasha. You have to be a makir toif. You're not allowed to be a kafui toif. Right in the beginning of, it's one of the first lessons you learn when you start Sefer Bereishis, so Isha, Shen, Osatoli, that Adam Arishan was a kafui toif, Rashi says. A person has to be a makir toif. A person has to be careful not to be a kafui toif. So Rav Moshe says, forget about Hilchas Kibud Av Eim. What mezogin that in Lumdus, all the Lumdum came out in Beis Medrash, that when somebody's Megayer, his father's no longer his father. His mother's no longer his mother. I hear Could be. I mean, yeah, Gershon is Gair, Kekonshin, Neilodami. Toysu says, Lav Lechomidi. But there's definitely many, many halachas that are true because of that principle. Gershon is Gair, Kekonshin, Neilodami. But at the end of the day, this child, this Ger Tzedek, were not for his father, he wouldn't be here today. Were not for his mother, he wouldn't be here today. And not just that, Ramosha says, now that this child became a Ger Tzedek, and he was Bo Lach, Seis Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, and he became a member of the tribe of Kol Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelek, Loilam Abba, now he zicha has to be makatoif to his parents. Because if not for his parents, he'd never be a yid. Ah, his parents, yeah, it's true. But on some level, he has to be makatoif. There's nothing to talk about. So Rav Moshe says, just because he was megayer, and just because in Lomdis, Gershon is gayer, kakotin shen neilodami, and heistish kain tata, and zi heistish kain mama, so what? That means that he doesn't have to be makatoif? He still has a chiv to be makatoif. So at the end of the day, he has a chiv to be makatoif, so why have to be mechabit? And it says, Rav Moshe, maybe that's what the Rambam meant. V'noyig by mitzvahs kovit. If Aviv Vait, the COVID, is going to rear on Akaris HaToiv, you do it. If Donapi Mechabit is going to be an expression of Kofui Toiv, then you have to make sure that you're Mechabit. If not, you don't have to. Because Kabit, that's for someone that in Halacha is viewed as a father and a mother. And over here, Gershon is Gair Kanchanoilodami, Takanada father. It's Takanada mother. So from the Rochi of Gershon, there's no ish imayvav tiro, but at the same time, there is a general chiyuv of a karas atoiv that every yid has to have, and it doesn't matter if you're being makar toiv like Moshe Rabbeinu to the ish mitzri hitzilani, or if you're being makar toiv to the yar, which is why Moshe doesn't want to hit the nilos, or you're being makar toiv to your parents that today happen not to be your parents in halacha because they're not Jewish and you're Jewish. But at the end of the day, it doesn't take away the chiyuv of a karas atoiv. If it doesn't take away the chiyuv of a karas atoiv, so Moshe says mistama, that's what the Rambam meant when he spoke about the Noyev by Mixas Kovit. But the bottom line is, Rav Moshe said it's Poshet that she should go and she mechabed her mother. It wasn't even a Shaila. That's Rav Moshe held. The second tshuva, and that's from Rav Avadya Yosef in Yichad Das. The Shaila that Rav Avadya is discussing is it okay for Ger Tzedek to daven for his father that's an Eini Yehudi that he should have a Rafua Shalema? So a similar setup to the Shaila where there's a Ger who has a parent, the parent's not well, and the child wants to daven for his father or for his mother. Is it okay for him to daven, or is it not okay for him to daven? And the emphasis is that Rav Avadya Yosef tackles the Shaila from two perspectives. The first perspective is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, halacha that we've discussed, going through the sugis and Sechtes Avodah Zarah, and that is Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Asur Lahatzilam Im Natu Lamos. You're not allowed to save an Oivdei Avodah Zarah if he's dying. Ve'en L'Rafoisam. You're not allowed to heal him. Ve'afilu B'schar. Even if you're going to get paid. Unless there's an issue of Eva. So it's a Halacha Psuk and Shulchan Aruch. It's Yeridei Simen Kuf Nun Ches Siv Cotton Olive that you're not allowed to heal an Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So Vadya says, at first glance, you may argue, if you're not allowed to be merape Oivdei Avodah Zarah, then at the same time, you're not allowed to daven for an Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Rav Avadya Yosef, however, says, the raid that we're very familiar with at this point, so garnished as a pashit. The Oivdei Kechavim today, the end of Yehudim today, do they have a din of an Oivdei Avodah Zarah? Or do they not have a din of an Oivdei Zarah? So the Yishmaelim, we know, don't have a din of Oivdei Zarah. That's the Rambam Shita, that the Muslims are not considered Oivdei Avodah Zarah because they're Chevra are Nevi'ei Sheker, but they don't even believe in Shittuf. So they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And he brings from the Knesset HaGdoila, that's why the Rambam was a doctor in Mitzrayim, even though he was treating Muslims. How did the Rambam have a right to treat Muslims? L'churitz Allah and Shulchan Aruch. V'ein l'Rafoisam, afilu b'scharim, lebi mokam Eva. He said there was no Eva. So if there was no Eva, how was the Rambam allowed to do it? He said, the Rambam was Shittasai. Because the Rambam held Yishmaelim were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So if someone's not an Oivdei Avodah Zarah, it's definitely not an issue. So if the father's a Muslim, Rabbi Avadya Yosef said, this halach Zichr has no bearing. And even if he's a Noitri, even if he's a Christian, so really it comes down to the Shita Sarama that the Ashkenazim certainly follow. The Ramah Shita is that the Noitrim were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Aye, the Noitri of Yehuda, but he brings Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and his Maruk Tziyah, the Chulus, it boils down to all that raid. But then he brings a tshuva from Rabbi Amram Bloom. In his Shailos Tshuva, Beis Sha'arim, who says he discussed the Shaila and he said it's Pashut. That even if you're going to tell me that a Yid is not allowed to be merape, he can't heal a guy, but at the same time, to daven for him would be different. And he brought a few rayas. One raya he brought was from Avram Avinu, who davened for Avimelech, that Avimelech should have a refuah. He brought a rabbin from Elisha, who was Reifei Namon. So he wasn't a doctor, Elisha Davin. He did it because he had the koyach of Nevuah, because he was tapped in. See, you see, Elisha saved Naaman. So you see that tefillah is going to be different.
Why would tefillah be different? So if Amram Blum said the reason tefillah is different is because you're not doing a biyodai. And being that you're not doing a biyodayim, it's going to be okay. He says, l'chura, I have another raya, if that's the svara. You know what the raya is? Mordechai, Achashverosh, Bigson, and Seresh. Mordechai saved Achashverosh's life. He saved his life from Bigson and Seresh. First glance, yeah. Now, once you know the end of the story, you realize that he was saving Klal Yisrael. But in real time, there was no way to know what exactly was at stake, what was taking place. Yet Mordechai HaTzadik felt that it was okay for him to save Achashverosh. Stellt sich die Frage, why was he allowed to do that? This halacha, oivdei avodah zarah, asur latzilam. So if it's asur latzilam, how was Mordechai allowed to do it? The Torah says it's asur latzilam biyadayim, said Rabbi Amram Blum. But to go ahead and do it shalei biyadayim, to go tell Esther or tell the king exactly what took place, that's something that's already okay. So being that to do it in that oifen with shaloi b'yadayim, that's alright. So t'chura, based on that, tefillah shouldn't be different. So either way, so Rabbi Avad Yosef says that even though to heal as a doctor, maybe if the father's a noitzri, he's going to be tolling the noit of Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but davening, being that it's shaloi b'yadayim, it's poshut, it's going to be okay. And he says if it's okay, then it could be it's the proper thing to do. It could be it's the proper thing to do. Noyeg by mixes kovet, he doesn't bring the Lashon Rambam. But there is an idea of noyeg by mixes kovet, so you see that on some level, there is an element of hakar satayv. And if there's an element of hakar satayv, it's okay. And from there, he segues into, should a ger say kaddish after his father? So he says he has no chiyuv to say kaddish. Definitely is not obligated to, because it's not his father. Because gerushin is karek kikon shenei l'dami. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with saying kaddish, because just like you could daven for a guy, you could say kaddish for a guy as well. Very interesting. And he brings rayas that kaddish isn't dafka's son for a father or bar mishpacha. In the olden days, people would hire people. Even today, people do that if someone doesn't have children. So there is an idea of saying kaddish, even if there's no she'er b'sari, even if there's no relationship. And he brings Toysus and Yavam Staff Samach Bezam and Av that we started with, that even though Gershon is carried Kanchanel, in some Dvarim, we don't say that. So you see, there is some Zika, that's his Lashon. There is some Zika. There's some connection between father and son. So it's Poshit, says Rabbi Avad Yosef, that this son doesn't have to daven for his father, but it's definitely a nice thing to do. He doesn't have to say Kaddish. If he wants to, he can. I'll just read to you his Sikkum, right? And Yechavadas. There's always a Sikkum. I think, by the way, the Sefer Yechavadas came from Rabbi Avadia's radio show, right? He used to have a radio program. It was a live program. People would call in, they would ask him shaylos, and this was mamish alatar yabi oimer with the tshuvas that he sat there and wrote, and then afterwards they were transcribed, and he himself, I think, wrote the Chavadas, but this comes from the radio show. Regardless, says Rabbi Avadia Yosef, I think so, Sikum ger tzedek, rashoi lehispalo lerufuas oviv hanochri b'chol, he's a letter davening for his father that's sick, v'gam rashoi loymer olav kaddish, l'acha p'tirosei le'ilu l'shmosei, v'hu adin le'em ha-ger tzedek. So as it relates to Raid, the topic of the last several davening has been Yayin Shel Oivet Keichofen, Yayin Nesech, Stam Yeinom, Yayin Shel Yisrael Shenoga Ba Oivet Keichofen. We went through many Gemaras, a little bit of Rishonim, and Be'ezus Hashem, even a few Raid Bites, which traced some of the history of Stam Yeinom. I think Lahashlama Sa'inyin, a very important subcategory of this discussion, is the idea and the notion that seems to be universally accepted, and that is that just like if a non-Jew touches the wine of a Yid, that wine now becomes quote-unquote Yayin Nesach, the same would be true if a secular Jew, a Jew who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, a Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia, if he were to touch the wine of a Jew, that too would render the wine not kosher and problematic. And I think it's kedai to explore the origin of that idea and see how it plays itself out halacha l'maisa. Now, we didn't finish the Masechta yet. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Dalet, stating that from all the Gemaras that we've seen up until this point, this is not something yet that surfaced. We saw a lot about an Oivik Echavim that touches wine. We saw about an Oivik Echavim who touched wine, but he wasn't Mechavim L'Avodah Zarah, the proverbial Tinek Ben Yoimoy, the Ger Toshav of today's daf. But in terms of a Yid, that is to the contrary. He's a quote-unquote mummer. He's someone that fears like an Oivik Echavim. If he now comes in contact with Yayin Shel Yisrael, how exactly would that impact the kashrus of the wine? So just a little bit of an introduction. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shechita, this is in Yerideya Simen Beis, it's Sifhei, is discussing the halachos of who is and isn't kosher to shecht. Where is this sugya in Shas? It's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin, right? The first several dafin in Masechtas Chulin discusses Hakol Shoichten, stating that, Now, one of the most basic halachas, it's a Mishnah, in the world of Shechita is, that Shechitas Kuti is Nevela. Meaning, if a non-Jew shechts an animal, even if he has a kosher chalev, and he knows all the five halachas, L'moshe Misinai, and he has a Godolei Medal Gabov, etc., etc., etc. Even if he technically did it perfect, he's a real mumchi, he's a surgeon, Afilu Hachi, the Shechita is going to be a problematic Shechita. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that just like if a oivit keichavim shechts chulin, it's not a kosher shechita, a mumer lahachas. If somebody is a mumer, meaning he violates principles in the Torah, but he does it not because of a taifa, he does a lahachas posha to make a kadosh baruch hu angry. Afilu ledavar echa, even if he's a mumer lahachas only with regards to one of the 613 mitzvahs, oishu mumer elilim, or he's not a mumer lahachas, he's a mumer leteyavin. It's one avera, but the one avera that he's a mumma for is avoid the zara. Oi, lechalo Shabbos befarhasya. Or he's a mumma lechalo Shabbos befarhasya. Oi, shahu mumma lechala teira. Or he's a mumma lechala teira kula. Afilu chutz mishnayim eila. Even if it doesn't include avoid the zara and chilo Shabbos befarhasya. So he's not an oivet avoid the zara. He'll never be mechal Shabbos befarhasya. But the other 611 mitzvahs, those he's chashed on. All of these people, they have a din of an oivik echavim as it relates to the laws of shechita. So the Shulchan Aruch says that just like a guy who shechts, it's not a kosher shechita, there are times that a yid that shechts, his shechita is not going to be a kosher shechita either. How so? Meaning, what would someone need to qualify? What box would you have to check off to make it onto that infamous list? If you go through this mechaber a little bit more carefully, there's four ways to make it. Number one, you're a mumer lahachis. Number two, someone that's a mumer l'avodah zarah. Number three, someone that's a mumer l'chal Shabbos b'farhasya. Number four, even someone that's not mumer lahachis, he's not mumer l'avodah zarah, he's not mumer l'chal Shabbos b'farhasya, but he's a mumer for everything else. All 611 other mitzvahs, afilu l'tayavoyim, that person too would have a din of an oivet keichavim, and his shechita would not be a kosher shechita. So really, if you think about this halacha, if you meditated on it for a moment, it's a fascinating idea. You can have a yid who's going to have a din of an oivet keichavim. Now, the first question you have to ask yourself is, how broadly and how widely is this halacha meant to be applied? It's a halacha tucked away in Hilchas Shechita. I mean, Hilchas Shechita, certainly once upon a time, was not tucked away, right? Simon Beis of Yerideya was no different than Simon Beis in Erech Chaim. But at the same time, the halacha really, be'ikroi, is stated in Hilchas Shechita, and it's based on sugis and shas in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin, which are discussing the laws of Shechita. The question is, how broadly is this halacha meant to be applied? So, we can't go into this now, because really, it's Rechava Minayam. But just one thing we need to realize is that it's not as broad as you might think. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch is not saying that if someone's a mumel hachas, or if someone's a mumel avi dezara, or if someone's a mechal Shabbos frahesia, or he's a mumel chalat kulo chutz mishtayim elu, even if he's doing that l'teyavan. When we say dinay ka'ovik kechavim, it means in every single siv cut in Shulchan Aruch, this person is going to be treated like an ovik chum. That's for sure not the case. In fact, when you learn different sugyas, within those sugyas, you'll find a discussion amongst the Rishonim and even the Ga'onim and certainly the Achronim that talked about this halacha, how would you treat a mumer? Would you treat a mumer like a yid, or would you treat a mumer not like a yid? So just to bring out the point for a moment, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph is discussing Achan, who was very infamous in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. He was given capital punishment because he was mile from the spoils of Yerichai. And the Pasuk says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yeshua and he told him that
you know, someone within your midst had violated what I was very clear about, and that is he now let it go near the spoils. His lashon was chata Yisrael, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Zavda said that in this teichacha, in this very sharp rebuke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an incredible silver lining, because you see that even though Achan had committed a sin, and really this sin reflected on the entire Klal Yisrael, this is one of the makaris to the idea of Klal Yisrael, Arim Zalazah, but at the same time, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu refer to Achan? How did he describe Klal Yisrael as Yisrael? And you see from here, said Rabbi Bar Zavda, that Afa Pisha Chato Yisrael, that a Yid, even if he sins, and it doesn't matter what Avera he does, Yisrael, he's still going to be considered a Yid. The Rambam, in his Igeres Taimon, talks about this idea a little bit. He says that a person shouldn't think that if he finds himself in a situation where it's very hard for him to keep Torah mitzvahs, so maybe the solution is to trigger your parachute and just check out. Meaning, maybe what the person will say is that I'll stop eating Mechal Shabbos, I'll stop eating Dvarim Asurim, I'll stop being Poyrik from myself to Oyla Torah, and like this, I'll be done. I mean, the Rambam's describing a person that's not doing this because he really wants to, but he finds himself in a situation where he has no etzah. So he says, what am I going to do? I'm going to be a Jew and then have to give din v'cheshmen. Let me ask for the bill. I'll leave, right? Leave a tip on the table and I'll be done, right? Sounds like a rational thing if it works. Says the Rambam, al yal al daitcha, you shouldn't think that you could do this. Sha teira azois, because as it relates to the teira lo yuchal lihi molet u lihi notzal mimeno afilu echad mizera yakiv lo'olam. Loi hu, v'loi zaroi, v'loi zera zaroi, bein bertzoyne, bein shaler bertzoyne. Avil hu nenash, a person will be punished al kol mitzvah u mitzvah shobito min atzivuyim. Kaloi ma mi mitzvahs ase. V'gam yei onesh al kol ma she yavra mi mitzvahs lois ase. And a person shouldn't think that if he's doing that verse achamurois, that he won't be punished for the kalois. So it should be hefker to him. Avil says the Rambam, this is famous. He will be punished for the chet of him being machshel klayus of avodah zarah. What's the Rambam's example of a mitzvah kala? Al shabitul mitzvah sukkah basukkas, because he was mevatul mitzvah sukkah basukkas. Now he was mevatul sukkah basukkas when he was maimed agolim. Right, that's the rest of the story. Vezehu ha'ikir yisoid mi yisoidi atoyr vadas limdu. Learn it, v'lamdu, and teach it, v'asu hekesh olav, and make hakeshim for it, because this is the way it is. That what? Sha'at Torah azois lo yuchal lihim molet u linotzal mimeno afilu echad mizere yakiv lo'oylam lo'yhu v'loy zarev v'loy zerev zayev ben b'tzayne ben shalay b'tzayne. So the Rambam b'lashoyne azov brought out what's mavur in this Gemara, what Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said b'lashon kitzara here in Sanhedrin Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and that is afal pi shechata Yisrael. And there's no way out. There's no move that a person could do to make himself oisiyet. A person could be a mumel lahachis. A person could be a mumel avodah zarah. He could be a mumel lechal Shabbos b'far hesir, or it could be a mumel for other 611 mitzvahs chutz mishtayim elu l'day avon. That person will be a yid, and he is going to have to give din v'cheshbin for every mitzvah chamura and mitzvah kala that this person does or doesn't observe. So that's klar, that when the Mechaber says dinai ka'oved ke'chavim, he doesn't mean he's a guy. That's it. All of a sudden, it's Rava Yatir Goyim, and suddenly he's an Eina Mitzvah Voice, so he has to keep Shevin Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, and even that, he's only going to get Tzchalik Eina Mitzvah Voice. No, that's not what's going on over here. This person, without question, is Bishrosha Yid. That's the klal of Afal Pishachat Yisrael. So then the question is, when do you apply it, when you don't apply it? Meaning, when do we say what the Mechaber says in Hilchas Shechita, that Dina Ka'avik Echavim, or when do we say, no, Afal Pishachati Yisrael, or a Yid is a Yid is a Yid. So in terms of having a very clear guideline, when you say this and when you say that, that's a little shver. And that's something that the G'dayli Yisrael mutchered with and worked on a little bit. But just to bring out the point, how sometimes, yeah, sometimes not. If a mummer is mekadesh an isha, is his wife an isha zish? It's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara. Yevamis taf memzayin amadeis. That's the makar. The answer is yes. If there are two brothers, one of them dies, he leaves over no children, and he has a brother. This brother has to do yibum, but the brother that has to do yibum is a mummer. Is this woman gonna be a shemeres yavam? She's not allowed to get married unless there's a chalitza? Or do we say, no, who's the brother? The brother is a mummer. A mummer is nishkan yid. If he's not a yid, how could he be zoikik liyibum? So this is already Dvar Matik, and this is the Mordechai in Perek HaCholetz, who brings from Rabbi Yehuda Yigoyen, who said this unbelievable chiddush, that being that it says in the pasuk, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. Achim always means achim, the mitzvahs. And if he's not someone that shoyim Torah mitzvahs, he's not going to have a din of Yisrael. And we know that Avni Meluim and the Chassam Sofer, achim in that pasuk doesn't mean achim mitzvahs. Achim in that pasuk means a biological brother. A mummer is not even a biological brother. But here's the bottom line. The Goyim held, Rabbi Yudoy Goyim held halacha l'maisa, that in a situation like this, the brother would not be zoikli yibam. This woman, and by the way, this was Shailas Rahman al-Son, that happened a lot in the last 200 years once the Haskalah started raging and secularism made its way throughout the Yiddish crisis. And all of a sudden you had people that had a brother, maybe was in America or in some distant place, who was not a Shem Yatayra Mitzvah. And now the question is, this woman who will never be able to get Chalitza, okay, maybe you will allow her to get married. The Shuk, we went through some of these tshuvas, what we learned Masechta Yevamos, where maybe it'd be okay, and really it's a Shitas HaGoyim. Stating that, the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that a mummer is like a Klibim. This is a great example where you see a major machloikis, Rabbi Yudoy Goyin on the one side, the Rambam on the other side, where it's a shaila whether a mummer would be zoikikli yibam or not be zoikikli yibam. We've spoken out many years, the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Ramah brings in Hilchos Avelos, that says that even though kivrei akum ain't metamim, but when it comes to the kever of a mummer, it's metama. And the makar to this Rashba is Shitas Rameir, Benkachu Benkach Kriyim Banim. And the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch is Metzayin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Dalin, Mem Aleph, Alpha Bishachat Yisraelu. See, you see over there that even though a mummer is dina kovik echavim, that's your day of Simon Beis, but at the same time, in the Ramah, when it comes to this mummer now being Matama, we don't treat him like a guy. Fakir is treated like a real yid. His cave is Matama. Coins not going to a Beis HaKfaris where there are Freya Jews buried there? Of course not. That's something that's not going to be okay. Is a mummer mitzvah flaminian? That's another thing we've spoken about a lot over the years. When Moshe's Tshuva brings right from the Meraglim, because the Meraglim, L'chira, were Rishoyim, again, we can never say this, but Moshe, Nigris Moshe says very, very sharful Rishoyim about the Meraglim, and he says if they were Koyfim Be'ikr and Chazal treated them like Rishoyim Gemurim and Afilu Hachi, the whole Makar to the idea of a minion being Basoras at Masa Le'eda Ra Zois, and if you see they were Rishoyim, so you see a Mummer, even a Mummer, says Ramosha, would be Mitztarev to a minion. So again, not Dina Koyvichom. So this is very tricky. You always have to know, when are we going to treat him like a Oyvichichom, and when are we going to treat him like a Yisrael? It's not so clear. We have the Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh Simon Beis stating that. We have everything that we just mentioned for the last several minutes. Here's the question. The question is, what about with regards to Yayin Nesach? If a secular Jew were to produce wine, or more Shchiach, if a secular Jew were to touch your wine, or if you makbid on the Shlo, even look at your wine, and the wine's not Mevushel, does that pose a problem, or does that not pose a problem? And the truth is that where it could really be an issue is people are very machmer when it comes to areas of yayin, when it comes to making kiddush. Now, truth is, if we have time, that deserves its own raid bite. So maybe it's something we'll talk about. Or dalut koisis. If somebody has secular Jews sitting around his, let's say, seder table, where Shulchan Aruch says the chatchili is supposed to drink yayin sheder mevushel. I mean, is that okay? I'll tell you another shayla. Rabbi Vad Yosef was asked this shayla. He has a whole tshuva on this in Yabi Omer. You're a Masada Kedushin, and the couple that you're being Masada Kedushin for is a Chiloini couple. If you're going to give them wine, the minute they touch the wine's going to become quote-unquote Yayin Esech. A person's not allowed to drink wine even if he himself was Manasech the Yayin Lavoi Dezara, right? Just because you yourself are not Nizer doesn't mean it's mutter for you to drink it, obviously. And it doesn't mean that you yourself, if you're the one that touched it, would somehow create some sort of kula. So Rav Yosef was asked to shayla that I'm being Masada Kedusha now by a wedding. It's a couple that's chiloini. They're not shomer Torah mitzvahs. They're mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. Shulchan Aruch says, dine ko'evi k'chavim. What's the halacha? Can I give them to wine? Can I not give them the wine? Because in the event that there's a problem when a Yisro Mummer touches the wine and creates Yayin Nesach, How am I supposed to do it? I'm supposed to give them the wine. I'm being misayeh. I'm facilitating here. So if that's the case, that too should be a problem. So in the event that we're going to treat the Yisrael woman like an Ovi Kicham as it relates to this, this is going to create a lot of very interesting halachic shailos. Again, here's the question. Is Yayin Nesach like Shechita? Is that Yerudei Simin Beis? And like many other areas in halacha? Or maybe it's like some of the other areas where we see clearly that a woman is really not treated like an Ovi Kicham. And the emes is like this. If you think about it for a minute, let's roll up our Yayin Nesach sleeves for a minute. That's, at the end of the day, the sugya that we're learning. I think if you think about it for a minute, there would be a very strong argument to make that even if you tell me that in halacha, and maybe even in most areas of halacha, we treat the mumma like an Ovi Kechavim, but at the same time, maybe Yayin Nesach should be different. A very, very strong, compelling argument could be made, and that is, we saw from learning the sugis that there's really two reasons, two ideas that underpinned the chomer, the severity of Yayin of an Ovi Kechavim. Number one is this pagan custom that once upon a time, with the flick of a wrist, the Ovi Kechavim, the pagans, used to pour a little bit of Yayin to their deity. But that we know already. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Zayin Amidbeis, who brings from the Rivam B'Shem Rashi, in the Rashbam B'Shem Rashi, who found the Truvas HaGa'onim, that said already in the times of the Ga'onim, in the times of the Ga'onim, people weren't doing this anymore. And as a result, every Ovi Kechavim B'Zman Hazeh should not be treated worse than a Tinik Ben Yoyim, which, in the worst case scenario, would mean that the wine is Aser B'Shtia, but for sure, mutar b'ana, and if you're passing like Shmuel, that tinik ben yom is enu oisei yayin nesach, it'd be mutar filu b'shli as well, which is the shita of the Bahag, which is the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, it's divrei Rabbeinu Tam HaRishon. So, as it relates to the chashash avoy dezara, unless we know for a fact that someone is not only a mumal avoy dezara, but he's like a pagan, right? So, this is something that's sort of been off the table already for over 1,000 years. The other idea that underpins the whole gzeres yayin is chasnos. It's yud ches dvarim. It's mishum b'nei seim. But this is where it gets interesting. Because a yid is not allowed to marry the daughter of an Ovi Kechavim. But you're allowed to marry the daughter of a Mechal Shabbos. You're allowed to marry the daughter of a Mumal Hachis. You're allowed to marry the daughter of even a Mumal Avodah Zarah. In halach, it's mutter. There's no isser chas. Now, Avodah Zarah might be different, but we're not talking about Avodah Zarah now because we're going with the premise that the person sitting around our Pesach table is not a galach in some temple somewhere. Right? So that's probably not what's going on here. But l'chayra a mummer, whose dinay k'ovik kechavim, in the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shechita, is someone whose daughter, if you wanted to marry, you'd be allowed to marry. And if that's the case, so what would be the problem? What would be the problem? So from a problem perspective, l'chayra, it should be for sure no issue. You're worried about being menasech chayin l'avi dezara, the Rishonim already addressed that. That's not something we're worried about. And the Ramah brings it, l'halacha, it's the Yishayimrim, b'seder, but for sure, it's a Ramah and the Bali Toysfis, so there's what to be soimachan, not even a question. You're worried about Pnoi Seyem, there's no Issa Pnoi Seyem. The whole Yud Ches Dvarim is for sure with regards to Avi Kechavim. As it relates to a Yid, l'chayra, this in and of itself is not a problem. Now, I just want to be mazbed this a drop better. We went through that it's mavur that the Iker Isser of Stam Yeinam was instituted because of B'nai Seim, right? That's clear. The Iker Isser of Stam Yeinam was instituted Mishum B'nai Seim. That's the Gemara of Yedazar Daf Lamedvav. When the Gemara said on Daf Chav Tes on the days that Minolan the Yayin is Aser and the Gemara stelt through the parish of Yayin Nesach, so all the Rishonim speak out, Toysfus, the Ran, the Rashman, Tari Sabayas, each region with his Knech. But all the Rishonim said the same thing. There the Gemara was just coming to explain why Chazal gave Stam Yeinam the severity, why they gave it the Chomer of Isserana. All the things that Chazal were going Mishum Chasnus, Bishalakum, and Pasakum, and Sheminakum, they're Dvorim that are Asurim, the Ain Isurim Isranah. When it comes to Yayin, these are Dvorim Asurim, the Isurim Isranah. So the Rishonim all said that it's that point that the Gemara of Gazar Chavtes Amid Beis was addressing, and the answer to that is because there's a parish of Yayin Nesach. I mean, that there's a parish of Yayin Nesach, so no, once it's also, we're going to give it the Chomer of Yayin Nesach as well. Meaning, the Iker Isser of Stam Yayinam Shalavi Kechavim is Mishum Chasmas. The reason it gets the Chomer of Isser Hana, in contrast to other things that are also Mishum Chasmas, is related to the Chash of Yayin Nesach. Say it one more time in a better Nosach. Were it not for the Isser Chasnus, Chazal would have never created an institution known as Stam Yayin. Aye, there's always a chash that maybe the guy was Menasech Yayin L'Avodah Zarah. It's a chshash, and it's not enough of a chshash. It's not enough of a chshash to create a parish of Stam Yenim. Stam Yenim, that's the Gemara on Lamed Vav, that's Mishum B'noi saying. Once, however, it's Aser, now already we're going to leverage the chshash of Nisuch. That's enough to take something that's already Aser and to upgrade the Aser. To say that you're going from a category 2 to a category 1. That it's able to do. But to go ahead and create the Isser, that in and of itself wouldn't be able to do. So really, what underpins the whole Isser Stam Yenam, is B'nai Seim, it's Chaslos. The whole Nisuch Lavoy Dezora part of the Sugya is just the reason that it gets upgraded from just an Isser to even an Isser Ana. But if you would not have the underlying Isser Chasnus, so now the whole deck of cards would fall and you would end up with no Isser at all. Eid is still a Yayin Nesach issue. Yayin Nesach is just wild. Once it's Aser, why it's so Aser that it's even going to be Aser by now. But the Iker Isser is related to B'nai Seim. I want to speak out one other thing that I think is worth mentioning, and that is Yayin Shei Yisrael Shenoga Ba'ovid Kechavim, which is the most shchiach modern Yayin Nesach case, because people today are not drinking Stam Yayinu. So the more shchiach case today is Yayin Shei Yisrael Shenoga Ba'ovid Kechavim. That Isser, it's Mavura, is related to Yayin Nesach. Stating that, it's Pasha L'chayra, that without the Isser B'nai Seim, without the Isser Chasnos, there would have not been an Isser that if a guy touches a Yid's wine, that this wine should be Aser. Again, Stam Yenam, we know the underlying Isser is Mishum Chasnos. How do we know? It's before Shul Gemara. The Gemara says Yayin Nesach, so the Rishonim HaMasber, that Yayin Nesach wasn't enough of a reason to institute the Iker Isser, that's why we need Chasnos. Chasnos is not enough of a reason to make it awesome, but no, that's why we need Yayin Nesach. Yayin Shei Yisrael Shenoga Ba'ovid Kechavim. No one ever said a word about Chasnos as it relates to that. What's the Chasnos there? I don't even know what the Chasnos is. A guy touch my wine, all of a sudden in this Chasnos, I buy his wine, I'm going to drink it with him. But my wine? What does it have to do with Chasnos? Stating that, I think it's poshet. That were it not for B'nai Seim, were it not for Chasnos, you would have never had that takana of Yayin Shei Yisrael Shenoga Ba'ovid Kechavim. Why? Shtei tshuvos b'davar. Number one, because if that weren't the case, then every Stam Yenam should be Aser Mishum Yayin Nesach without Chasnos, because you would assume the guy touched the wine, right? Didn't the guy touch the Stam Yenam? So if when a guy touches my wine, it's a problem. Mishum Yayin Nesach without Chasnos, then L'chayra, when he touches his wine, it should be the same exact thing. Right? I think that's Pashat. But Yehuda Va'oid L'kra, it just doesn't make sense that Yayin Shel Yisrael Shenoga Ba'ovid Kechavim, we would be concerned about a chashash that maybe he was menasach my wine when he touched it, but somehow his own wine, the fact that Goyim HaMenasach Yayin L'Avid Azorah is a Dover Rochuk, that you don't have to be chayish, it's only enough to upgrade it from an Issa to an Issa Yayin. L'chayr, it's untenable. You have to say that Chazal were goyz of Stam Yenam, and Stam Yenam was related to Chasnos. And once there was Chasnos, they said, oh, now we have to already be concerned for Yayin Nesach. When they went and made that move, they took that leap of faith, and they said that even though we weren't really concerned about Yayin Nesach, even the flick of the wrist we weren't concerned about, but now that there's an Isser, we're going to use it. We're going to use it and invoke it to make this from being Aser to being Aser Ba'ana. So now already we're starting to be Chayish for Yayin Nesach. We wouldn't have done it without Chasnos. A little tricky. But now that there's Chasnos, we are. Because it's enough of a Svara to make it from being Aser to Aser Ba'ana. Once we're worried about the guy being Menasech Yayin L'Avoy Dezor, now when he touches my wand, we're going to be worried about it as well. It's like all one big loy plug. That's what's going on over here. Meaning, there was once something called Yayin Nesach. Then Chazal said, you know something, Stam Yeinam, just like Pitan, Shamnon, Bishulon, Sheikhar, all these things are a problem. I mean, this should be a problem as well. When they saw that's a problem, they said, 1 second, this is going to be Aser Ba'ana, this is not going to be Aser Ba'ana, let's make this Aser Ba'ana as well. Right, that was the Nusach of the Ran. I don't want this to be Aser Ba'ana and this not to be Aser Ba'ana. Let's make it Aser Ba'ana. So they upgraded this. They said, 1 second, why are you making it Aser Ba'ana? Because you're worried, maybe they're Menasech. But if he touches your wine, you're not worried. Mask him. That should be Aser too, right? Anything else you want to Aser? Right? So let's make that Aser. That's the way this whole thing evolved. But here's the bottom line. Just driving in at one point. Chazering a little bit, but we're coming down to one point. And that is what underpins the whole Yayin Nesach issue is really Chasnos. It's B'nai Seim. If that's the case, there would be a starke mokum to say in Svara that a mummer, he could be a guy from Heimpes Mark. We know he's not a full-fledged guy. He's a yid. And being that he be'etzem is a yid, even if in halachan this sugi, that sugi, and the other sugi, we treat him like a guy. Could you marry his daughter? Could you be his mechitin? Of course, you could have a fry mechitin. There's nothing wrong with that. It's something you're allowed to do, right? So if that's something that's mutter, so you don't have the underlying chasnus. If you don't have the underlying chasnus, all the nisach hayayim problems are suddenly not problems anymore. Tinik ben yoyim, forget about Rav Shmuel. It doesn't start. It doesn't get onto first base. Because the foundation of all the Isurim of Yayin Shalevi Kechavim is Chasnus. And if there's no Chasnus, there should be no problem. So really, based on that, if you're going to think about this logically, again, this is halacha. So, you know, transcends logic sometimes. But the point is, I mean, this dinan and gedorim of what governs halacha. But from a pure Svaradiga perspective, it would make perfect sense l'chayre to think that the whole issue of wine should not apply to a Yisrael Mumar. L'chayra, that would be the very, very glatta approach. What's the flip side? What's the Lamdan going to tell you? Lamdan's going to tell you, it's very nice svar, it's a good shtekotar, you finish, right? You want to come off a breath, you want to exhale, it's a great piece. But he's a guy. A guy is a guy is a guy. He has a dinner for Noivik Chavis. I don't know what you want from my life. It's a good shtekotar, don't get me wrong. Right? Take a drink. But, of wine. But, at the end of the day, he has a din of an Oivik Echavim. If he has a din of an Oivik Echavim touches, it's Mag Oivik Echavim. I is Yisrael Mumer Din Oivik Echavim. And in many areas, good, so you want to clear this halacha that? It's very nice. But don't svara me out of it, because at the end of the day, it's not a Musa Tolib Svara. So do I din that an Oivik Echavim that touches wine or produces wine, this wine is now all of a sudden a problem based on all the sugis that we're learning now. And if he's throwing mummer, if he checks off one of those four boxes, is considered Oivik Echavim, end of the day, his wine is going to be a problem. This is the 28-minute setup. So what's the bottom line? Tachlas. What's the bottom line? Right? What is the bottom line? So the emes is Mefurash Beis Yosef. Mefurash Beis Yosef is a long-winded introduction to a pretty straightforward answer. Beis Yosef is in Yerideya Simin Kuf Yotes. It's interesting. It's actually not in Hilchas Yayin Nesach. It's in Simin Kuf Yotes. And what's going on in Simin Kuf Yotes is Dinei Chashud. So it's discussing different halachas related to people that are chashud. If you chashud on this, how does it relate to that? And if you chashud on that, how does it relate to this? So in the world of chashud, which is a very general global discussion, the Beis Yosef brings a Tshuvas HaRashba, who quotes Rabbeinu Yoina, who said that he heard from the Chachmei Tzarfas. I'm just going to read a few lines. We don't have to go into these lines, but this is the piece that we need is muvla inside these lines. So again, the Rajb is quoting Rabbeinu Yoina, who is from the Chachmei Tzarfas, who said, quote, ki mishumad lavay dezara, if someone's a mishumad lavay dezara, v'hu hoylech mi mokim l'mokim, he goes from place to place. U'bi'ir achas maimin avay dezara b'fnei agayim. When he's in the city where the avay dezara are, so when he's in Rome, he acts like a Roman, and he goes ahead and he worships Tavoy Dezara. Ubi'ir Acheres. But then, you know, when he comes to Haimash Akehila, Nichz Veis Yisrul, he enters the Shtibel, he gets a Shain Aliyah, Va'aymer, he says, Shu Yehudi. Says Rabbeinu Yoina that he heard from the Chachmei Tzarfas. How do we treat this guy? So this is how we treat him. Kivin Sha'aymer Lanu Shu Yehudi. As long as when he's by the Yidin, he says he's a Yehudi, Menastam Hu Nichnas Bateris Yehudi. We assume that he's a Yehudi. Meaning we're going to assume that what he tells the Jews is his true essence, not what he's telling the Ovdei Avodah Zara. Ready for this line? And the Chachmei Tzarfas said, as a result, it won't make Yayin Nesach this guy. Meaning, we're not going to treat him like a mummer that has the ability to be Oisei Yayin Nesach. That time. The reason is, because Avodah Zara wakes up in the morning as being Sheker, right? We assume it's Sheker. So if this person right now is like a suffix over Avodah Zara, because he's saying he believes in Avodah Zara, but he's also saying he believes in Bereishis Bara L'Kimis Hashemai V'Saretz, so who Oisra Nos Yitzrera, we assume that when he's believing in Avodah Zara, he's just doing it to satisfy his Yitzhara. But the Enoi Ma'amino Beliba, Ukisho Oimer Lanu Shu Yisrael, who Oimer Belev Toiv, L'fisha Emuna Seinu Emunahi, V'toiva V'amites, U'milse De Mestaberu. This is what the Chachmei Tzarfas said. This is what the Rajb was quoting B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina. Then he feared eyes. Avu Meshumet L'chalu Shabbos Is Befarhesia. But if someone's a Meshumet, where is Mechalu Shabbos Befarhesia? Or she Enoi Ma'amin B'Divri Rabbi Seinu Zal. Or if he doesn't believe in Divri Rabbi Seinu, who min V'yein no yayin nesach. This person's going to be a min, and his yayin is going to be a yayin nesach. So you see in this Rajba, quoting Rabbeinu Yoina, comes from the Chachmei Tzarfas, and the Beis Yosef brings it, is that if someone is a Mumr l'avodazara, he's a meshumet, or he's a mechal Shabbos b'far hesed, or he's enoy maimin b'divrei Rabbi Yisrael zechrono levracha. He doesn't believe in the words of Chazal. This person yenoy yayin nesech. His wine is going to be treated like the wine of a noivik echavim, and all the sugyas that we're learning right here in Masechtas Avodazara are going to have to be applied. Now, if you're going to go through this Indian a little bit better, and that is the fact that a mumr l'avodazara's wine should be treated like yayin nesech, that's not such a chiddush. First of all, svara is not such a chiddush. If it's an oivin avodazara, so the chash nisuch you have. Also, it's rooted a little bit in those sugis in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. If you want to go through it, we'll be learning Chulin before you know it. Ayin sham. But as it relates to Mechal Shabbos b'Farhesia, Misha Inu Maimi B'Diri Razal, and really just the whole Simen Beis Sifhei in Hilchei Shechita, that is a Mefurish Beis Yosef B'Shem Deraj B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina Shama Michach Mitzarfas. The bottom line is that you have this idea that his wine is going to be treated like wine of an Oivik Echam. Now the truth is like this: we're going to keep the raid bite short now, but There's really a whole nother direction we can go with this now. And that is, okay, so what does that mean, halacha l'maisa? Meaning, halacha l'maisa, we got it, right? It was a long-winded introduction, but, you know, a very short punchline. And that is, at the end of the day, it's a Mefurish Beis Yosef, who brings the Rashba. Oh, and by the way, the Darkei Moshe quotes this Tshuvas HaRashba as well, right here in Simen Kuf Yud Tes. And the Nekudas HaKesef, who's the Shach, in Simen Kuf Chav Dalid, in one of his Agoyes on the Taz, he quotes it as well. So really, the Beis Yosef, also known as the Mechaber, the Darkei Moshe, also known as the Ramah, and the Nekudas HaKesef, also known as the Shach, all three quoted. So the Gedoyle Apoyskim quoted, and if that's the case, there's really very little wiggle room here. So this is something that's definitely going to be an issue. Which would mean that Bizmanenu, if there's a yid that's not Shem Yitayim Mitzvahs, even if he's a Mechal Shabbos for Hesir, that immediately would create a problem. Stating that, there were many tshuvas that were written by Gedolei Yisrael in the last 200 years. You name the Meshev, he wrote a tshuva on this inyan that addressed something that was very, very prevalent, as we know, in the 1800s, early 1900s, where there were Yidden that were Shem Yitayim Mitzvahs, but they were being Mechal Shabbos for Hesir. And the reason they were is because they believed that they were anusim, whether they were or weren't, that's not for us to decide. But the reality is these were Yidden that were be'etzem shomer Torah mitzvahs u'mipnei chayin nefesh. They were being Mechal Shabbos, and they were being Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. A lot of these Yidden, the stories, how they would only be over Yisuri, the Rabbanon, and different things that they took upon themselves in their own little way to show that they weren't Chalila denying the fact that, but at the same time, what they were doing was Chil Shabbos, and it was Bifar Hesia. And the question was, so how do we treat all these Yidden? A Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesia is one of the four categories mentioned in Simen Beis Sifhei and Yerideya, where he's Dinei Krevi Chachavim, and specifically as it relates to wine, how are we going to treat it? And for this, there were many tshuvas from Gedolei Yisrael that were written. Some of them are very, very famous. Some of them we've gone through together in the Chabur. The most famous tshuva that was written on this topic was written by the Baal Aruch Laner. In a Shailos Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, with Aruch Laner wanted to be Melamed Tzchus on these Yidden, and he wrote a tshuva Shehutzrach Ledairis, Kipshutai, because this Binyan Tzion was quoted as many times as you can possibly quote a tshuva. And any tshuva after the Binyan Tzion wrote this tshuva that was written on this topic quotes the Binyan Tzion. There isn't one tshuva written on this topic that doesn't quote the Binyan Tzion. And if it's not, don't look at that tshuva, because that means he forgot the most obvious and the most basic Ma'ariv Malkim. This went down as the most basic Ma'ariv Malkim. By the way, even the ones that were chaylik on the Binyan Tzion, Ubereshon, the Mechsaluza, the Minka Cheruv, and he did not agree with one word that the Binyan Tzion said, and he let you know it. But he quoted the Binyan Tzion because you have to quote it. You cannot quote this Binyan Tzion. It became like the Braisa in the Sugya. It became part and parcel. You can't discuss this Inyan without discussing the Binyan Tzion. And really, the Binyan Tzion said three things. One thing that the Binyan Tzion said was, he says that today, being that it's Nespashet, Hetera, and you have all these people that are being Mechal Shabbos, so it's a little bit Nasal like a Heter. Nasal like a Heter is a name of Mutter, who's Karev Lameizah, but he's not amazing. That was one big Limitz Chos. The other Limitz Chos that the Aruch Haner said was that why is Mechal Shabbos before Hesir treated like a guy? So Rashi says in Chulin Daf Hey, it's because Shabbos, and really it's Negev, the sugis that we're learning now, tomorrow's great day, Hashem, it's because someone that's a Mechal Shabbos, it seems that he's not just not keeping Shabbos, but he's denying the foundation and the principle that underpins Shabbos. What's Shabbos all about? That Kadosh Baruch created the world for 6 days and on the seventh day rested. Well, if you're a Mechal Shabbos, you're denying that. So then the question is why? Before Hesir, why not Betzina? Again, again, this is not for now. That's a whole other Indian. But the bottom line is, said the Binyan Tzion, a Yid that davens on Shabbos, and a Yid that makes Kiddush, even if he's Mechal Shabbos for Hesia afterwards, he's a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. But at the same time, how could you say he denies my separation? This was the greatest Svara that the Binyan Tzion said. And then the other Svara he said, which is the biggest of the three Svaras that he said, the most applicable, Bezmaneinu, and that is, he said to me, once upon a time, the Yidden were from, and then Rachman al-Atzlan, things happened, and Haskalah, secularism, and it changed the way the Jewish nation would look. But at the same time, although that first generation were people that knew what it meant to be a Yid, and they were murdered by Kadosh Baruch Hu, but their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, they're already Tinoikoi Shenishbu, and a Tinik Shenishbu Beino Akum, that's a Sugi Masech, the Shabbos, a Paraklal Gadol, he already has a Din of an Oinus, and there's no way in the world you could treat him like a Momer. And either way, this was a big Koich Teter that the Binyan Tzion said. Another huge Koich Teter in the Sugi was Rabbi Yehuda Asad. Rabbi Yehuda Asad, and this is in a Tshuva in Yerideya Simen Nun, he said that we know that a person can't be considered Pasul Eidos, or Choshed Al Hashvon, as two Eidim walk in the Bezdin and say that we saw him eat Nevela, or we saw him Bezdin, he swore falsely. Right, you need Eidim. Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. So said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, such a beautiful Herkesh. He said, if you can't make a guy possible the Eidos, unless two Eidim walk into Bezdin, La Yakum Eid Echot Be'ish, right, we've spoken out, that's a free, that Shmuel Yankee brings from Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and Zoysli Yakum and Parashah Shoiftim. La Yakum Eid Echot Be'ish, and Eid Echot can't be made on an Ish. To say Eidos on an Ish, right? That's why Mi'idin Anu Bishpoinu Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. You need two people to say Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Because La Yakum Eid Echot Be'ish, you can't passel a person unless you have to Eidim. So to say that he has a din of a guy, you could do that Stam because of whatever. So if two Eidim walk into Bezdin, and they're made that he was Levit Avoy Dezara, or he was Michal Shabbos before Hesia, or he's a Mumma Lahachis, or that they saw him violate 611 mitzvahs, Chutz Mishtayim El. So then, and the would dream like a guy, but otherwise not. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad came with a tremendous Koich Tetera, and he said that this is something you could do. Another big Eitzah that the Poiskim quoted, which is based on a Chayod, and the Marsham and the Tshuva worked with this very much, comes from a Gemara in Erevin, and that is that if someone's Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, but if his rabbi was there, right, if it was under rabbinical supervision, if his rabbi was there, he would be afraid to be Michal Shabbos. He doesn't have a din of a Michal Shabbos for Hesia. This is the Tashbitz who says that the only time a person becomes Michal Shabbos before Hesia is if he is nichshol in avodas karka. He's a reya, he's chayresh, but if it's not avodas karka, not, the Marsham quoted this. The bottom line is, there are a lot of different etzes, a lot of ways to try to be melamed zchus on Yidden that were written by tshuvas that are brought down lahalacha. So again, when you talk about someone today who's a mummer, if he's a tinik shenishba, for sure you have the binyan tzin. Now, just to be clear, those tshuvas were written primarily about Yidden that was shomer Torah mitzvahs but were being mechal Shabbos for Hesia. I don't think that's such a inyan bizmaneinu. I think today the shaila is going to be more someone that Rachman al-Tzai doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs at all. Now, he's probably not a mumla hachis. He's probably not a mumla avoyda zara. Certainly not in the yai nesach sense, but he's probably not a mumla avoyda zara. He's not a mechal shas for hesi. What he might be is he's someone that doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs. So again, you have to know which one of those svaras are going to help you. Rabbi Yehuda Asad's svara sounds like he's going to help you, right? At the end of the day, you need to walk at the bezin. You have to be made that he's a mummer. Someone's going to walk at the bezin. Bezin's not going to accept his testimony. It's not something you have to worry about, right? So that's mechayra, not something you have to issue. The binyan tzion, I mean, the first two svaras, Omer Mutter, does that help you today? I don't know if Omer Mutter is going to help you. What the person that Nebuch is dealing with this is an Omer Mutter. You'd have to stretch the imagination a little bit to come up with that. The fact that he's davening, making kiddush, but being mechal shas for Hesia, that's N.A., right? That's not applicable b'zmaneinu. Tinik shenish, but that's true for like a second generation, third generation, first generation Yid that grew up in a frum house and today's not frum anymore. That's not really going to help you for. So again, you know, avoid this karka is not going to help you. The svara that if you saw your rabbi, that's l'chayr svara in Hilcha Shabbos. I don't know if that's a svara in other ears in Allah. I'm not sure. This is above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, there were many tshuvas that were written about the mummers, more applicable to people that were being mechal Shabbos for Hesia, but they were keeping other Torah mitzvahs. For that, there were many, many eitzes l'hakol, as it relates to everything else not. So the bottom line is, l'chayra, the issue is a problem, right? This issue is a problem, and a Yisrael Mummer who touches wine that's in a mevushal, at first glance, we're dealing with an issue over here. Now, is it also b'hanah? It's not worse than a guy. In the worst case scenario, we know that you have the Ramah to be Saimachan, if you prefer, and say that a guy today is treated like a Tinik Ben Yoimai, and in the worst case scenario, that Loch is like grab that he's always a Yain Nesach Lishti, but not Linyan Adam. But if you would want to drink the wine, then for sure, this in itself would pose a problem. But I just want to tell you two things. The first is the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shchita and Siman Beis. Just read through one paragraph of Chazon Ish and you'll decide. The Chazon Ish says like this: Umiu min shel chilul Shabbos oil kol haTorah kula ve'enoy oivid koychavim umazalos hayenirat. Ready? This min is chilul Shabbos oil kol haTorah kula. It's clear. Ve'enoy oivid koychavim umazalos hayenirat de'enoy mutter. You would think his wine should be mutter. The hanachri she'enoy oivid avoid koychavim umazalos de'enoy mutter. But no, kid isa be'erdeya simin kufchav dal sevav ve'enoy yasa ela b'shtia. Mishum b'noy seim v'kima de b'min l'chilul Shabbos leka loy mishum b'noy seim v'loy mishum nisuch ein lonu mishum mal lesser yenoy. So says the Chazon Ish in Svar, the Svar that we mentioned earlier. I don't know what the basis would be to go ahead and answer. Says the Chazon Ish, Uber Rambam loy hisker lesser yenoy shal Yisrael mumma she'enoy oivet avaydus kechavim mazalos. The Rambam didn't mention it. The Rambam mentions a mumma that's oivet avaydus zor, but that's poshet that it's a problem. But what about an oivet kechavim or Yisrael mumma that's not oivet avaydus zor? He didn't mention it. V'omnam bebeis yoysef yoyerdei esim and kufiotes hevi tshuvas harashba she poshet loy de mechal shabbos befrahesya oy koifer bedivri razbo. But he wasn't Megala his Makar. So what does the Chazon Ish hold? If you would ask the Chazon Ish the Shaila, does it sound like he's giving you a little bit of a Koich de Teira? I don't know, not sure. You decide. Right? And the Rambam doesn't bring it. The Beis Yosef brings a Rashba, Abba V'loi Niskala Mekairai. For sure the gefil is that there's a Koich de Teira. Not that it's Mutter per se, but maybe as a sniff, for sure. But I'll tell you something that's even more fascinating. And that is, Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, and this is in Erech Chaim, it's Chelek Hei, it's Simen Lamed Zayin, it's Siv Katan Ches. U'le'inyin yayin denoga by mummer l'Shabbos. This is what's going on over here. You have somebody that's a mummer, he's a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, this is the Shaila that he was discussing, but as we'll see, the truth has nothing to do with Chal Shabbos for Hesia, any type of mummer, who goes now and he touches wine. How are you going to treat this wine? So I'm going to read the second paragraph. U'be'etzem le'motzinu b'poiskin shem mummer l'Shabbos oise yayin esach. Le'motzinu b'poiskin? Ach! You ready for this? Heavy mitzvah harashba. B'shem Rabbeinu Yoino. The mummer lechal Shabbos is befarhesio. Oishen imaim v'divri Razal. Who min v'yeno yai nesach. V'huva benekudas hakesef. Reish simin kuf chof dalad alatas of cotton base. Av sheheavy zeh beis Yosef. You ready? Loi hiske b'shulchan aruch. V'anekudas hakesef. Loi hiske zeh b'shach. That's why when we mentioned the Beis Yosef, we said it's the Mechaber. We said that the Nekudas HaKesef is the Shach. And by the way, Rav Moshe doesn't bring the Darkei Moshe. But even though the Darkei Moshe said it, Loi huske b'divrei HaRamah. Shem Kain, this is what you need to be Rav Moshe for. Mashma shaloi mevur luhu lesser mamish. If the Beis Yosef didn't bring it in the Mechaber, and the Nekudas HaKesef didn't bring it in the Shach, and the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, didn't bring it there, it's clear, it says Rav Moshe means it wasn't Osir Mamash. Now, why did they bring it? They're bringing it, because you should know, Sada Zamaru Mokim. But the Beis Yosef forgot to bring it in the Mechaber, and the Darkei Moshe forgot to bring it in the Ramah, had the Nekudas HaKesef, who brings every important addendum and caveat and klein oisius when it comes to every halach and shulchan aruch, how did he forget to bring this in the Shach? He put in the Nekudas HaKesef when he's being massacred on a taz. He knew the matter. They all had shlit on this matter makim. So how come nobody brought it? Says Rav Moshe, mashma shalei mavur luhu lesar. This is what it means, pleitzis. How it means Rabban shal kol b'nei agon? This is pleitzis. Aval al kopanim ledina nagu shalei lishteis yayin shenagabu yisrael mumr l'chalu shabbos befer hesya. So the minig is for sure not. Ukimedumani is a be'echo me asforim shem yachsen l'rashi. Uposhet she'ein minig zen nechshav minig lifsoi kalocha kemoisai. That even though there was such a minig, meaning Yichaper Ramosh is learning up this Rashba, that when the Rashba wrote for Rabbeinu Yoino that this guy is Yoino's Yayin Esach, v'alazoi fitmen zich. That's what he was trying to say. V'almefir zich azoi, but it wasn't me'ikar adem. That's his point. That he brought it. And everyone brought it because Givena is a minig. But at the end of the day, it wasn't halach. It was halach. We brought down Shulchan Aruch. Why isn't it brought down Shulchan Aruch? Because it's not halach l'maisa. There was such a custom. That's fine. There was such a custom. A lot of customs. There's nothing wrong with that. Then Rav Moshe has a whole paragraph. Okay, once it's a minig, maybe you have to keep it, right? Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. Maybe we're going to get involved in all that, right? So Rav Moshe says the klar is ach that this doesn't. qualify as such a minik. Here's the last paragraph. Lochen, kivon she'ein iser zem mevura. V'yoyser noita, shalei neser midina, elo mi minhaka. It's more noita that it was never really us, all it was a minik. Harei lo nagu lahachmer, gam shalei liten yai l'machal yishabes atzman.
He comes out, this is his bottom line. He comes out that if you want to be Mekel, you can be Mekel. I saw Rabbi Avad Yosef in many, many tshuvas talks about this. The landmark tshuva that he wrote on the topic is in Bia Omer Chelek Aleph. It's in Yeridaya. It's in Simon Yod Aleph, and he also comes out with a Koich Datera, not Mamish. He's being mitzvah of things, Ayin Sham. But one of the big Koich Dateras that he's working with is that he holds that Halacha L'maisa, this that we treat a mummer like an Oivik Echavim, is a Dinder Rabbanan. That's an interesting thing. This is his Chakira HaGedoyla in the Sugya, if you look it up. He says that, is that a Dinder Raisa or is that a Dinder Rabbanan? And he comes out that it's only a Dinder Rabbanan, he's mafalful in it, pages long. But he comes out, you know, with his incredible, awesome bikiyas, that really all it is a dindra abonet. So if the whole fact that we're dealing, that Yisrael Mum is treated like a goy is a dindra abonet, and Stam Yenim itself is only an is a dindra abonet, and there's Mokim Lahokil, you know, with some of the Ma'ar Mekayimis that we mentioned earlier, the Binyan Siyan, the Chulu, so his outcome is that for sure there's Mokim Lahokil, throw in the Eva, throw in the fact that if you have a Yid that's not from a Yid, you're trying to be Mekar of him. By the way, Mechseluza said, you're not trying to be Mekar of him, you're trying to be Merachik him. Ayin Sham, this one loses it. But again, it's not for the faint of heart, but it's in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Dalet. But Rabbi Vadya, when he brings the Michas Aluza, so I don't have it in front of me, but his Lashon is with his great Kanaos, Leman Hashem, he said things, but he says, I don't agree with the things that he said. But of course, appreciating where the Michas Aluza was coming from, he was trying to save a door from the Haskalah, and he felt he had to put up fences and boundaries, Vadvar Matikin, way above my pay grade. But you just see the two approaches, not just in how you treat a halachic issue, but just a world view between Mechseluza and some of the other poskim. But the bottom line is that Moshe held that the whole thing was a minig. The Chazon Ish put it out there that he's not sure. So again, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is it's a Beis Yosef, it's a Darkei Moshe, it's a Nekudas HaKesef, all quoting a Rashba B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoinah. So what are you going to do? You're going to argue? Who's going to argue? You can't argue. So it seems to be open, shut, be'etzen, stating that there's clearly a Koyach Tetera that underpins this Inyan. Ask your local rabbi, but just in terms of getting a little bit of appreciation, and the cherry on top, as it relates to the Koyach Tetera, is Ramosha's epic truth in Erechaim Chelekei Simen Lion Zion. There's more to talk about, Bezus Hashem, and we'll get there.